KFW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Rapid fire rejection in the fiscal cliff debate as a Republican counteroffer to the president's budget plan is shot down with a repeat of the White House veto threat. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, that GOP plan calls for lowering cost of living hikes for Social Security, closing tax loopholes to bring in about $800 billion over 10 years. But South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the cornerstone of that plan is to deal with the fact we're all living longer.
If we adjusted the age of retirement over the next 30 years like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, adjusted the CPI index and means-tested benefits, we could save Medicare and Social Security from insolvency.
The White House continues to insist there will be no fiscal cliff deal without a tax hike on the top 2% of American earners. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. If you captured a drone, how come we're not missing one? That's what the U.S. Navy is saying about Iran's latest claim. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
Iran is claiming they've captured a U.S. drone gathering intelligence after it strayed into their airspace. A year ago to the day, Iranian forces announced the very same thing, capturing a drone which was reported lost by U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. But this time, the U.S. says they're not missing any drones in the Middle East. The country's state TV is showing what they claim to be an image of the aircraft. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Israel forging ahead with plans for new settlements in East Jerusalem despite a Palestinian warning to pursue war crimes charges if the settlements don't stop in the wake of UN recognition of Palestine's existence. A typhoon that barreled through the Philippines today, now blamed for at least 5 deaths, sending more than 50,000 villagers to higher ground. Northern California bracing for a 4th heavy rainstorm in less than a week. The toll on vineyards and farms from flooding not yet clear. Power companies still catching up from the last storm. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
When disasters like Superstorm Sandy devastate communities, it affects the number of people available to donate blood. But hospitals still need blood to meet the needs of accident victims, cancer patients, and children with blood disorders. We urge you to schedule an appointment today to donate blood or platelets. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your appointment now.
Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Beautiful, noble, Fraser and German firs, white and Scotch pines, traditional or snowy flocked, with or without the stands, from the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot on University Drive. Simply come to the big tent behind TGI Fridays. Choose your fresh tree, fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias. If you like, the Farm Patch will deliver your tree for you as well, quick and easy. Look for the big tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays, and happy holidays from the Farm Patch.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 6:06 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A house south of Neal Park in Bryan is expected to be a total loss following a fire yesterday afternoon. Gerald Burnett of the Bryan Fire Department says while the occupant of the home at 410 North Randolph was outside visiting, a candle was burning on an end table.
Had the windows and doors open. I guess it would have been a nice day out, and he had a candle going on the end table. And they were outside visiting, and he smelled smoke, turned around, went in the house, and found the living room full of smoke.
Burnett says flames from the candle lit a love seat and the occupant was not able to get the love seat outside. The fire caused minor damage to a car parked in the driveway, but no neighboring structures were affected. No one was hurt. Monday was the first day of operating College Station's newest fire station. The first call for the crew at Station 6, located at University Intero, was 30 minutes after the first shift started. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says a citizen reported a structure fire at Tara Point Shopping Center, but there was no fire. However, it gave morning drive motorists something new to experience.
We capture the traffic light here at University Intero, and it stops traffic on University Drive both ways. It turns Taro going toward the north green to clear out that intersection, so that gives us a clear intersection to get out on University Drive. Now, we only do that if we're responding that way. If it's something back south where we may go down Taro, then we don't capture that light.
City officials say the $7 million project, approved by 3/4 of voters in a 2008 bond election, was completed on time and on budget. An open house will be held a week from Saturday, the 15th. A vaccine for cancer might sound too good to believe, but Earl White with Caliber Biotherapeutics of Bryan says it might soon be a reality. White says Caliber is teaming up with Immune Gene to create a vaccine that acts as an antibody, attacking tumor cells while leaving healthy cells untouched.
And this is a joint venture between the two companies to develop an antibody interferon fusion protein that will be used to treat cancer. In fact, we have three in the pipeline at this point for three different types of cancers. One's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, another one is multiple myeloma, and then the breast cancer.
White says it will likely be several years before these reach the market. He says the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma vaccine is the furthest along, with development just beginning for phase one of the clinical trial. For more details, go online to WTAW.com. BTU customers will start seeing out-of-town inspection crews. Group manager David Worley says through the end of March, wooden electric poles will be checked out and either repaired or replaced.
Well, we would just like to always encourage listeners that if they do see a pole that is rotten or damaged in some way, that if they have any doubts about it at all, to please call the BTU Dispatch Center 24 hours a day. My phone number is 821-3777.
Worley says 50,000 wooden poles are inspected every 10 years in the BTU service area. As many as 200 poles are replaced each year. Newly elected College Station City Councilman James Benham wants to do something about substandard internet speeds.
If you ask your average business owner in College Station, your average resident, are you happy with your connectivity to the internet at the house or at your office, almost all of them will say no. At least the people I've surveyed said no, and I know that I'm displeased with the breadth of offering, the cost of offering, and the quality of the offering.
Benham, the owner of a technology business, would like to mirror what is being done in Kansas City, where Google is starting to provide ultra-high speeds using private funding. Today marks the 10th Tree of Angels ceremony honoring victims of violent crime in the Brazos Valley. Melissa Carter, the victim assistance coordinator in the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, invites victims and families to place an angel on a tree that will be on display the rest of the month inside the courthouse.
For us, this is a time to kind of embrace them and to show them that we honor the tragedy that they've been through. And it kind of becomes a reunion of sorts. Most of our attendees come every year. We have many that have come every year for the past 10 years, and they look for those familiar faces, and it's kind of a comfort to know that we've been through something together.
The ceremony also includes lighting candles honoring six groups of violent crime victims, including, for the first time, those who have died in the line of duty. Tonight's program is at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan, starting at 7. WTOW News Time is 6:11 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's about 6:13. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Clouds today, some sun. Watch for some showers later today. High 70 to 75, turning partly cloudy with a low of around 50 overnight. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. We should be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy. It starts to cool off, lows 45 to 50. And it'll be mostly sunny during the day on Thursday. Highs on Thursday, close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Heisman finalists were announced last night. We'll find out who made it. Not that it'll be any big surprise.
Yeah, really.
We got some help. Finally, the Dallas Cowboys got some help from somebody else. I've never rooted for the Redskins, but I did last night.
Oh, boy, the Redskins. Yeah. Redskins.
And A&M had a girl drop off the team. She quit. We'll share more of that coming up here in just a little bit.
Viewers of the Saturday night live broadcast of Germany's Super Talent. It's probably said something different in German.
Super Talent.
Yeah, they got a different word for everything over there.
Funny how that different language works that way. Really.
So anyway, so the viewers of the Saturday night live broadcast of the German Super Talent TV show treated to an unusual spectacle when a singer named Laura choked on the glitter and confetti raining down from the ceiling during her performance.
And then
there was the opera singer named Simone Carice, who lost her voice due to the clouds of dry ice that were placed on the stage.
This is a prize-winning production.
It is, and the show's string of problems culminated in the fire that broke out on stage when the two men, Christian and Leo, accidentally caused a fire when they smashed their car as part of their act.
That's awesome!
It really, I mean, why don't we ever get that kind of stuff?
I want to see that show.
I mean, there are plenty of people in America's Got Talent to go up in flames, right?
Oh my God. You said that out loud.
Info.
My Sean.
And again, do they get scored on that?
They should.
I love the idea of choking on the confetti that's falling from the ceiling.
Using scored in that sense?
Yeah. What, they're scored? You think they mean cut? No.
Destroyed.
Did you want them perforated instead?
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, serve family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster's serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
There you go, 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Cookie Day. Cookie Day. So.
If only, why didn't I ever know any of these the day before?
Chase's Calendar of Current Events. You can look it up. It's a matter of fact, today's their birthday. They've been around for 55 years.
Chase's has?
It's not Chase.
No, it's Chase like C-H-A-S-E.
No, it's a book you can buy. Yeah. I used to buy them all before we had this newfangled thing called the internet.
That's right.
DJs used to buy them and keep them in the studio.
That's right. Wow. You'd look up all that weird stuff.
Wow, so. It's part of my cultural inheritance.
There you go.
Here.
National Dice Day.
Yahtzee!
Okay. Yeah. And again, I guess pairs or three, you know, anything as long as it's more than one, right? One is the loneliest die number. Yeah, whatever. And it's also Brown Shoes Day. Wear Brown Shoes Day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 21 shopping days left till Christmas. You know, maybe more importantly, we need to, when does that Mayan thing happen?
That's the 21st?
21st.
Yes, I believe you're
that
correct.
That is correct.
7, 6, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We've got 17
more days to live, actually, so that's probably more important than the Christmas thing, right?
All right. All things being relative, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays. Today we are celebrating with Lila McCann.
Oh.
Ring a bell for you at all?
No idea.
She was a country star, sort of. Had a couple hits back when Clinton was president.
All right.
Tyra Banks, she's 31. Mm-hmm. Tyra Banks is 39. Mm-hmm. The very impressive Sean Carter, you'll know him as Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I would. You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
He's 43.
He's rich, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is he the one who owns, like, a basketball team or something? No, that may be somebody else. I don't know. No telling.
Gosh, I can't remember.
Somebody owns the New Jersey Nets, I think, who's a rapper.
It may be Jay-Z.
Okay, there you go.
Fred Armisen.
Yeah, he's in a show called Portlandia, which I find very amusing.
He also plays weird. President Obama.
Yeah, he does on the Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's 46. The biological clock is really ticking for Marissa Tomei. She's 48, which is one of the funniest lines in that movie.
Yes, it is.
Chelsea Noble, 48. Mm-hmm. She's married to Kirk Cameron. The only remaining living member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gary Rossington, is 61 today.
Celebrating by himself.
Yes, he is. Jeff Bridges is 63.
I really like him.
I do, too.
I mean, from last picture show all the way on, he just does lots of good stuff.
He does. Put your hand on your heart. It is Max Baer Jr.'s birthday.
Yes, indeed. Jethro says here now he's a Nevada gaming entrepreneur.
That mean he owns casinos? Oh,
yeah, well, I know he was trying to do like a Beverly Hillbillies-themed casino someplace in Nevada, but I don't know if I'm not sure. Don't know if it got off the ground or not.
And finally, Wink Martindale.
Oh, man. Deck of Cards.
78 years old.
You know, he had a song called Deck of Cards.
No, I did not know that.
He did a song. We know him as a game show host and a disc jockey and all that, but yeah, he did that. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
No kidding.
Who gave us Palisades Park.
Who wrote it?
Chuck Barris.
That is correct, from Gong Show fame.
See,
We're pathetic.
We know more crap.
Yeah, really.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, that's what the tax cheat Treasury Secretary is saying flat out. No agreement without our way or the highway. It's almost like an irrational compulsion to tax, tax, tax. And it has a grip on their mind and soul that is so tight that they're actually now seemingly willing to sock it to the middle class just to make sure that the rich are targeted and that in their minds they're hurt. So they're happy to see taxes go up on the middle class unless they get everything they want. Now that's an obsession that I can't really understand. That's a commitment to envy and class warfare that is even beyond one committed to economic freedom and economic growth. So that's what liberalism has now been reduced to.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33rd.
Corporations look to avoid tax hikes. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you're invested in Oracle, you'll see a bigger-than-expected dividend check this month. The software company is among the latest firms to prepay some 2013 dividends because it's expected the taxes will go up next year. Boeing is upbeat about aircraft demand, predicting that global air travel will prove to be resilient in 2013, and the airlines will continue to replace older planes with more fuel-efficient jets. Boeing says the world's carriers will see reasonable liquidity, and financing will be available for new aircraft deliveries. Police in the nation's capital hope to deter incidents of cell phone theft by making stolen phones worthless on the black market. Most major wireless providers are on board with the District of Columbia Police Department plan. Victims of cell phone theft can call their carriers, and the stolen phones will be remotely and permanently disabled. Stocks fell yesterday, but the futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Hey, folks, at Sioux Falls Prater, want to remind you they've got a big auction. It is coming up on December the 6th. It'll be at their Taylor, Texas location. You'll be able to bid on all sorts of different items. There are probably about more than two dozen different tractors and accessories to go along with it. Financing will be available. Now, you need to call the Bryan store to get pre-approved. The number to call at Sioux Falls Prater and Bryan is 822-7684, 822-7684. All the pieces are listed on the website at cptractor.com. There's trucks and trailers and equipment that has been added since the brochures were printed. So if you happen to have gotten a brochure from the folks who are doing the auction, which is the auction company is in out of Arlington, Southwest, out of Howell, Texas. Southwest Auctions, their Texas license number is 6379. But you'll be able to see all of the items that were on their flyer, plus more. It's a giant dealer absolute inventory reduction auction. Again, it's at the Taylor location on December the 6th. It starts at 10 in the morning, but you'll need to call the Bryan store at Sioux Falls Prater ahead of time at 822-7684 to get pre-approved, and then you can see all the pieces that are going to be for on auction at www.cptractor.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Now's the time when you're planning out what kind of Christmas cards to get. One kind to go to friends and family, and another kind to go to customers and associates. But why make all that extra work for yourself? Customize your very own Christmas cards this year at Copy Corner. You can even use company logos. So stop making multiple trips to the store when you forget to send a card to your dear great Uncle Larry. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location or 691-COPY for Copy Corner at the MSC.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Upper 70s again today with a 40% chance of showers. Keep our fingers crossed for that. A little cooler tonight at 53. And for the balance of the week, well, it's 71 tomorrow, then back up, climbing towards 77 for this weekend. So temps will be unseasonably warm, low temperatures each night, probably be in the upper 50s to around 60. Right now the winds are out of the south at 7. We have 93% relative humidity, mostly overcast out there, and it's 68.
As humans, we have the ability to make decisions based on logic. Unfortunately, we don't do it nearly enough. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
As human beings, we're supposed to aspire to make smart decisions and to be logical in making those decisions. And yet,
actually, emotion and specifically illogic rather than logic tend to be what drive the decisions we make, the affiliations that we create.
Jeremy Holden, author of the book Second That Emotion, believes that actually we use logic less and less today than ever. Think about it. If we want to know more about a topic,
we would pick up a number of different facts around that topic, and that would form our opinion. Well, now we have less and less time, and so we pick up fewer and fewer facts. And so what we do, though, because of the species, we're still driven to create meaning and find meaning for ourselves. So we fill in the gaps between these fewer and fewer facts with what I call illogical leaps, which are pretty much things of our own invention. But because we've invented them, they become very personal to us. And that's how we become attached to a set of beliefs around a topic or an individual, which really aren't based on any logic.
It's impossible not to do this, says Jeremy. It's human nature.
We're always going to be emotional beings, but I think if we can become somewhat more self-aware, particularly in this day and age, about the degree to which we are allowing emotion and illogic to govern our thinking, as a society, we'll start to make maybe 10% better decisions, and I think that'd be great.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While scientists still aren't sure what specifically causes cancer or how to prevent it, Brian's Caliber Biotherapeutics Lab is now in the early stages of developing a vaccine that could help treat cancer. Earl White with Research and Development says the three antibodies they are working on specially target non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and breast cancer cells.
They interlock much like the parts of a puzzle. We can think of the monoclonal antibody as the carrier and the interferon as a payload. And once the monoclonal binds to the specific site on the cancer cell, then the interferon would kill that cell.
White says Caliber and its project partner Immune Gene are using Chinese hamster ovarian cells, and they hope to eventually produce the same technology in plant cells. At WTAW.com, you can hear White's full discussion about the project. In the BTU service area, there are 50,000 wooden poles. Group manager David Worley says those poles go through an inspection every 10 years, and crews from out of town have started the annual check.
In a typical year, we're going to change out probably between 1 and 200 poles, because when you have 50,000 of them, there's always some in need of changing. We have other things that will damage them, like woodpeckers and thunderstorm, you know, wind damage, those type of things. But we just repair them on an as-needed basis.
Worley says BTU customers can also report damaged poles for repair or replacement. Could fiber optic fast internet come to College Station? Newly elected City Council James Benham, who owns a technology business, has been following what Google Fiber has been doing in Kansas City.
They just went live with $70 a month gigabit connectivity to homes and businesses. That's going to change Kansas City. You know, businesses are just as reliant on high-speed, ultra-high-speed, affordable bandwidth as they are on reliable, affordable electricity.
Unlike the city owning the electric company, Benham says Google Fiber is a private business. 12 years and $7 million in the making, College Station's Fire Station 6 is open. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says they're starting with 7 firefighters per shift, staffing an engine and an ambulance.
As budget allows, we will add a big ladder truck. That will be 5 new positions per shift. Eventually, we'll add another battalion chief and split the city into a north battalion and a south battalion. And one other position we have planned is a shift safety officer / EMS supervisor that will also be housed out of here. So eventually there may be as many as 14 people per shift stationed at this station.
Station 6 had its first call 30 minutes after going into business, responding to a citizen's report of a structure fire at Tara Point where no fire was found. A week from Saturday, the 15th, an open house is scheduled.
An unattended candle was the cause of a house fire in Bryan yesterday afternoon. Inspector Gerald Burnett says the occupant was visiting with a neighbor in the front yard of the home at 410 North Randolph, south of Neal Park.
Noticed that the fire was on the sofa right next to where the candle had been, actually a love seat, and he attempted to push the love seat out of the living room while yelling for someone to call 911, but the smoke got pretty thick pretty fast, so he was only able to get it most of the way out, or most of the way to the door.
There were no injuries. Burnett says based on the fire damage in the living room and heat and water damage to the rest of the home, he expects the structure to be a total loss. The annual holiday program honoring victims of violent crimes in the Brazos Valley has been expanded. The 10th Tree of Angels ceremony, which has included lighting candles for five victims' groups, will have a sixth this year, according to Melissa Carter of the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
We've had one for intox manslaughter victims, one for homicide victims, one for child victims, one for family violence victims, and one for sexual assault victims. This year, we are going to add a sixth candle, and that will be an end-of-watch candle, and it will be for those who have died in the line of duty.
Tuesday's program is open to the public and starts at 7 at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan. The tree containing angel ornaments placed by victims and their families will be on display the rest of the month at the courthouse. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Broadcasting in HD, 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Brent Dark with Southern Care Hospice, Dr. Dobson with the Eye Care Center. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
There's a cold front headed our way, and that frontal boundary may trigger a shower or two later today. We certainly could use some rainfall out ahead of it. It stays mild. Highs today 70 to 75 with a few breaks of sun possible. Partial clearing behind the front tonight. Lows will get down close to 50. We're partly sunny tomorrow with highs 70 to 75. Partly cloudy 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny during the day on Thursday with a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's my privilege to announce the finalists for the 78th annual Heisman Trophy.
Not that it's a big surprise, but we'll share who they are coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. RG3 played well enough to do well for the Cowboys last night, and SI Sportsman of the Year here in about 12 minutes.
Okay. Speaking of sports and that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Christmas Angels, you know, it's that time of year.
This thing is so cool.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, we do the angel thing, and, you know, you can go, and we'll be talking with Allie later this morning to find out how we're doing on the angels and all that. You know that you can pick them up at either of the Blue Baker locations, and or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and pick one out. There are people, howsomever, who prefer to just write a check. And if you want to do that, that's great, because, as Ben has said, we have young ladies up here who just adore going out and shopping, and they get really good deals, so we really like that. But then we've added yet and still another level, and that is if you would like to buy an official SEC football autographed by Kevin Sumlin, comes in a plastic box, I mean, so you can display it somewhere, all right? Go to eBay and type in Sumlin football, and you'll see it right there. The current bid is $1,250. Now, all of that money, 100% of it, including whatever the eBay fee happens to be, the radio station puts in the Christmas Angels Fund. So We pay off eBay. We put that in there, plus whatever it is. We still got about a week or so, but if you'd like to bid on that football, because there's no telling how good this team's going to be or how good this football coach is going to be, and, you know, have an opportunity to do that. So lots of different ways, and all that money goes to Christmas Angels.
It started out as a penny.
Yeah, and it's now it's more than that. Yeah,
so, yeah, it is.
So anyway, Sumlin football. Go to eBay and check that out, and that'll be fun.
It is an SEC A&M commemorative football.
Yeah, like
for the inaugural season.
Says SEC on it, and it's white, and it's too pretty to play with. You know, you don't want to.
It comes in a fancy box.
Yeah,
too.
Don't want to take it out there and let the kids mess with it.
But it is. I looked at that last night and got the email that said, "Hey, it's up to $125," and I looked like an hour later, "Hey, it's up to $1,250."
That's it. So that's where we are. We like that. And if you'd like to go up by increments of times 10, that's okay. We can go for that.
We like to fold money for the kids now.
Not a bad deal. And, you know, end up having more money than we need for this year, then we put it into a fund for next year.
Absolutely.
If you've looked at any of the Christmas trees, pretty much almost all of those kids are asking for bicycles,
yeah,
and those aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So
again, and you'll, Kat, you'll enjoy this because you've never seen it. Kevin, I guess you haven't seen it either, but it's, you know, down in the lower floor, the folks here are nice enough to give us several rooms where we put all the stuff, and that really helps out as far as pickup for it to be on the first floor and everything. So we thank Crystal Park Plaza for allowing us to do that, and it will be. It'll be great, good fun. So pick out one on the tree itself or go to mychristmasangels.com, and again, we'll find out how we're doing on that. 600 kids, by the way, this year. 600
Holy
kids.
Holy cow.
That is a bunch. Okay, so if you're upper income and you're a wage earner and you've got significant investment income, you might want to contact your tax professional as soon as possible. The IRS has released new rules for investment income. It's like 39 pages of new stuff. Among those goodies in there, set to be published today, by the way, a new 3.8% surtax on investment income. Well, we like that. Anytime we can do a tax on top of a tax, that's really cool.
Absolutely.
It's so classy.
Yeah, because then we feel so good that we can tax a tax. So John McCain... 107?
Ish.
Anyway, yeah. Yesterday, they all get up and do their little kabuki thing in front of the microphones for everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what? Politics isn't anything more than kabuki, right?
That's about right.
You mean a lot of drums
face
paint.
They do. Look at John
and
Kerry.
Crazy hair.
Yeah, John Kerry, crazy hair. Anyway, so during the news conference, John McCain, regarding... he was talking about John Kerry, and he said, "Thank you, Mr. Secretary." See, because there's been plenty of chat about, really, John Kerry becoming the new Secretary of State to replace Hillary Clinton.
He wants it more than anybody
else.
Yes,
he does. And so then when he got finished with his comments, he said, "Thank you, Mr. President," to McCain. And then he joshed a little bit and said, "That's what happens when you get two losers together." I went, "Okay, there you are." Yeah, they enjoyed that a lot.
Dear.
So there you go. And you know, Hillary's just like everybody else. She loves her girl chat. There were photos yesterday of the Secretary of State giggling with Meryl Streep while they took a peek at the actress's iPhone. The ladies got acquainted at the artist dinner, which honored the recipients of the 2012 Kennedy Center Honors, which was last Sunday night. So they were, you know what? She got pictures on there, what? Yeah.
Probably showing pictures of grandbabies.
Could be, something like that, no telling. But, you know, the thing is, did Hillary bring her phone out? You know, hey, look, here's Pootie Poot's number, you know? Because she's probably got better numbers.
Pootie Poot?
Oh, that's
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's what 43 called him.
Who's 43?
The 43rd president.
Earth the cat. Yeah.
Oh.
There's Bush 41 and there's Bush 43.
Sorry, I'm not totally up on your old man lingo.
Oh, no. That's not old man lingo, but, you know, that's okay, too. Anyway.
Just teasing you.
No, it's okay. No, I mean, I think you could say that to a lot of people in town who aren't old, and they would understand what that meant. But nonetheless, that's, you know, George Bush was always just such a, you know, just a good old boy kind of thing.
Well, they said he had nicknames for, like, everybody.
He did, and Pootie Poot was was what he called Vladimir Putin. I don't know how Vladimir Putin felt about that, but, you know, we thought it was kind of cute.
He didn't give a Pootie Poot.
That's exactly right. Oh, by the way, you know, about that whole Mayan calendar thing, The U.S. American government has written a helpful little blog post they did yesterday titled "Scary Rumors About the World Ending in 2012 Are Just Rumors." So, of course, that makes it okay. That makes it right.
I've been talking about it since I got here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
The post on USA.gov says that NASA scientists, once again, wanting to be relevant, have received thousands of letters from people convinced the world will end on December the 21st.
Well, what's NASA supposed to do about
it? Well, but see, NASA just wants to be relevant. They just said, put us in the talk. Make sure people know we're still here. So they posted this at thousands, you know, having to do with the Mayan calendar. Some people think that this giant comet will strike the Earth that day. Others that we're going to collide with another planet. And, of course, a NASA scientist said that he received several letters from young people, I don't know what young is to him, contemplating suicide because they believe the apocalypse is coming.
That's so silly.
You're right, it is.
I mean, whenever the 1800s transition to the 1900s, there is even a name for it. It's called fin de siècle.
Of course.
That means the end of the cycle.
There it is.
Or it's the new century. This just happens to not be at a new century, but still, people are always afraid of this silly stuff.
Well, yeah, remember when
Y2K?
Y2K, sure. The post says, the world will not end on December 21st, 2012, or any other day in 2012.
It will, too. The Mayans said so.
That's right. NASA released a video earlier this year explaining that the Mayan calendar does not actually predict the end of the world on December the 21st, and that the myth that the planet Nibiru, who cares?
Brown,
is headed toward Earth and is easily disproved because astronomers have detected no such planet,
which obviously makes sense. Is it the planet with the lizard people?
Yeah, exactly. That's who the lady from Russia was wanted to run for Russian parliament, thinking that the lizards were going to be here for that. So, again. Yeah.
I always think with the Mayan calendar, what if that was just one guy's job and he retired?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
he's been doing it his whole life, carving this big block, and he's like, you know, I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. I run out of room. There's no reason. You know, what the hell? We'll just do that.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
If you're a business owner, then Suddenlink has solutions for you. You're in business to grow your business, right? Well, Suddenlink understands that, and they want to help you grow your business, and it's easy to do. It's just a phone call away. Now, here's what you do. If you're a business owner and you want to put Suddenlink to work for you, give them a call. 595-2413. 595-2413. That'll put Chad Cowan or one of his staff to work showing you how you can save money. You'll save up to 30% versus the phone company when you go with Suddenlink Business Phone. Unlimited starting as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, some features you may not have right now. It's expandable. As your business grows, then you can continue to add new lines. And by the way, speaking of lines, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and most importantly, probably, you get to keep the phone number that you've had for years and years. So, give them a call at 595-2413. Find out how Suddenlink can save you money on the phone. And don't forget that you can also bundle high-speed internet for your business as well and save money that way. That way you have a fixed cost. You know exactly what it is every month. It's not going to change. It's pretty simple and makes it easy for you because it's one company, one bill, one connection. That's 595-2413 for business solutions from the folks at Suddenlink, who have been providing you cable and phone service here in the Brazos Valley a long time.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
You brought them in on a whim a few days ago when it got so cold. Now you're wondering how you and those big tropical plants are going to survive the winter together inside your house. You just couldn't stand to see them freeze, but now you're not sure that you have the room nor the inclination to minister to their needs for the next several months. What can you do? We'll be back with details, winter tender loving care for tropicals, right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So if you have large overgrown tropicals you're trying to overwinter inside your house, start by reshaping them to reduce their overall size. You can remove 25 or 30% of many types of plants' growth and still leave enough foliage intact to let them survive and resume growth come spring. Get them into the brightest spot in your house. That might be a west-facing window, or it could be near a glass door. You just don't want to tuck them into a dark corner and expect them to survive the winter without complications. And the garage is not an option. It's too cold. It's too dark. Cut back on the water and nutrients that you give overwintering tropicals inside until better growing conditions return in the spring. Your goal is pretty much to maintain them status quo for the next 3 or 4 months. It helps if you also keep them out of warm drafts because heat stimulates growth. Watch for insects that accumulate on plants indoors. Freed of natural outdoor predators, pests like whiteflies, mealybugs, and spider mites may proliferate on susceptible plants. If you find them, ask your nurseryman for the most appropriate and effective remedy. Lack of adequate light is the most common cause of houseplant failure indoors. Now, granted, it's often tied to overwatering, but the plants probably would be able to use up the water if conditions were bright enough for them to grow actively. People ask about using artificial lighting overhead, but that's really not a practical solution for plants that normally do best in sunny locations outdoors. University plant physiology growth chambers have banks of light surrounding their plants, not the one lone bulb you were considering. It's far better that you simply keep the plants in the brightest spot that you have and know that you're doing all that you can. What about a greenhouse? If you really enjoy growing tropical plants year-round, then you might want to consider some type of a structure in your backyard. There are a lot of us who can't imagine a winter without one. It's probably easiest just to attach it as a lean-to off the garage, or you could add an arched garden room off one of your house's living spaces. Of course, check with the city to make sure it's up to code. Bougainvilleas are probably the plant most commonly brought indoors over the winter. They're compelling tropicals, but they really fade when temperatures drop below the mid-40s. If you have a suitable spot for them, you can save them through the cold, but they're big, aggressive plants. They have thorns. It may be better to buy a new one in the spring. Tropical hibiscus plants are aptly named. They also like warm conditions. Keep them in bright light. I'm Neil Sperry, protecting your investment in tools in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It is 6:53.
Tonight, it's my privilege to announce the finalists for the 78th Annual Heisman Trophy. Based on balloting information provided by Deloitte & Touche and in alphabetical order, The Heisman Trophy Trust invites Kansas State University, Colin Klein, Texas A&M University, Johnny Manziel, University of Notre Dame, Manti Te'o. Congratulations to all of the finalists and their universities.
That was Ty Detmer, winner of the 1990 Heisman, announcing the finalist for this year's trophy. But we're not stopping there. Johnny Football was a unanimous choice for the Associated Press SEC Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Also the Freshman of the Year and unanimous choice first-team quarterback in the SEC. Redshirt freshman passed for 3,419 yards and had 24 touchdowns. Rushed for 1,181 yards with 19 touchdowns on the ground and guided A&M to a 10-2 mark in the first season in the SEC, of course, including the big upset of Alabama. Georgia linebacker Jarvis Jones was named as the Defensive Player of the Year, and Coach Kevin Sumlin from A&M was the Coach of the Year, beating out Florida's Will Muschamp. Coach Sumlin is also up for the Eddie Robinson Award, which is voted on by the Football Writers of America. New York Giants led the NFC down the wrong path, at least if you were in New York. It helped out Washington and Dallas, though. RG3 tossed a go-ahead touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon in the fourth quarter, and the Redskins won 17-16 over the G-Men. Here's RG3.
We know that our backs are against the wall, and even though we won tonight, our backs are still against the wall, and that's the attitude that we have to have. The guys in our locker room know what we've been through, know how hard it was, how hard we worked, and then started the season 3-6, and now we're where we're at because of that hard work, and we got to keep that going.
Griffin had five runs for 72 yards to break Cam Newton's NFL record for a rookie quarterback. He was also 13 of 21 for 163 yards as the Redskins improved their record to the same as the Cowboys at 6-6. LeBron James was named Sportsman of the Year by SI. Here is Brian Windhorst from Sports Illustrated on King James.
One of the most tremendous years of his life. He got engaged on New Year's Eve last year and is planning a wedding right now. Just in general, it's the good way to finish a year that's been very rewarding after a two-year span where a lot of people branded him as a failure.
The New York Yankees will open the 2013 season without third baseman A-Rod, who will undergo hip surgery that would sideline him until the All-Star break. He hit .272, 18 home runs, and 57 RBIs in 122 games last season. This will be Rodriguez's sixth trip to the disabled list in six seasons. Quick side note to the football from NCAA. Coach R.C. Slocum will be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame tonight at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. He'll be joined by Jimmy Johnson, who coached at OSU in Miami before he coached at Dallas. He is also in the induction class. Sophomore guard Alexia Standish informed Coach Blair she is discontinuing her basketball career. She'll stay at A&M to continue her education. Standish has appeared in five games this season with one start and appeared in 22 others last season. Don't forget, Fighting Texas Aggies, the ladies take on La Tech tonight at Reed Tip Office at 7, and all that can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. One last in ladies sports, Blinn Bucks women's basketball team has started with an unbeaten streak of 10. They kept that streak going by beating Southwest Christian College yesterday 80-62. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hey, it is that time of year. It's holiday time, time for you to deck the halls and all that fun stuff. And this year, instead of struggling with the ladders and the extension cords and the string of broken lights and all that, why don't you call ABC Home and Commercial Services right now? You need to do that today because it's getting to be that time. They will customize the design for your liking, install the lights where you want them, and then return after the holidays and take them down, put them in boxes, and store them in your attic. More importantly, your lights will look better than your neighbors, right? The most important part. All this can be yours at a predetermined price. And next year, they return, reinstall the lights, and the cost is way less the second year because, obviously, you already own the lights. Plus, it's the good guys from ABC Home and Commercial Services who've been doing this kind of work for a long, long time. Now, in the meantime, do we want to talk about those unpleasant things like critters trying to get into your home or an outbuilding? Well, the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services have been taking care of that for a long, long time. All you need to do is give them a call at 0500-361-0500 or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com to find out more about that. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification. And
AW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Governors go to the White House this morning to talk about the economy, while the fiscal cliff talks go nowhere. A GOP counteroffer not even getting a nibble. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham sums up the Republican philosophy.
I'm for generating more revenue only if we get entitlement reform.
And the GOP plan calls for just that, raising the eligibility age for Medicare and lowering the cost of living hikes for Social Security. The plan's revenue component, no tax hikes, instead closing loopholes for a predicted increase of $800 billion over 10 years. The White House, not so thrilled.
The rates have to rise, and the Republicans need to acknowledge that.
White House spokesman Jay Carney just an hour before the Republicans released their plan, Lisa.
Rich, the U.S. Navy says it's not missing any drones in the Middle East. A response to Iran's claims that it captured a U.S. drone, it says, crossed over into Iranian airspace. The issue that's delayed the court-martial of the accused Fort Hood shooter for more than 6 months remains, but the judge has been cast aside. Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley with this live.
The Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces rules that the military judge, Colonel Gregory Gross, who ordered Major Nidal Hassan's beard forcibly shaven, did not appear impartial while presiding over the case, but the court did not rule on whether Judge Gross violated Hassan's religious rights. It's hoped the lengthy delays in the trial will now end. Hassan is charged with the 2009 shooting rampage that killed 13 people on the Fort Hood Army base in Texas. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. An 11-year-old cancer patient still missing from the Phoenix Hospital, where she had been receiving chemo for her leukemia, until her mother just walked her out last Wednesday night. She has a heart catheter. Doctors say the girl will die if she's not brought back for treatment. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, got a truck or got somebody in your family who's got a truck? Then Texas Truck Riggins has maybe some great ideas for you for the holiday season. I mean, you could gift something that makes your truck, their truck, look better. Start with spray-in bed liners. Texas Truck Riggins started doing that about 1998. They do quality work without a doubt. So that's the first thing I did when I got my truck is I went to Texas Truck Riggins, had them put a spray-in bed liner in there. Then I had them put a sidestep in there. And, you know, if you got a diesel, they do performance chips as well. But all sorts of accessories for your truck or also for an SUV. Now, first of all, going back to the truck, you got hitches and all sorts of wiring needed there. Toolboxes, headache racks, bed covers, grill guards, the steps, as I mentioned, winches, if you want to do any of those things, that'll work for your truck. Of course, an SUV could do all of that stuff, too, if you need to. But they are the experts when it comes to accessorizing your truck or your SUV, and they've been doing that kind of work for a long time. So why don't you stop in and see them? They're located right across from the lake on South Texas at 2711 South Texas Avenue. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
The traits that would make a great Comfort Keeper would be caring, compassionate, dependable, loving, someone who just really loves serving others. Well, I believe that you can only lead from the front. When I started Comfort Keepers, I went and got my nurse's aide certification just so I could really understand what it took to provide the best quality of care. I expect the best out of my people, and I would provide no less. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A house south of Neal Park in Bryan is expected to be a total loss following a fire yesterday afternoon. Gerald Burnett of the Bryan Fire Department says while the occupant of the home at 410 North Randolph was outside visiting, a candle was burning on an end table.
Had the windows and doors open. I guess it would have been a nice day out, and he had a candle going on the end table. And they were outside visiting, and he smelled smoke, turned around, went in the house, and found the living room full of smoke.
Burnett says flames from the candle lit a love seat, and the occupant was not able to get the love seat outside. The fire caused minor damage to a car parked in the driveway, but no neighboring structures were affected. No one was hurt. Monday was the first day of operating College Station's newest fire station. The first call for the crew at Station 6, located at University Intero, was 30 minutes after the first shift started. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says a citizen reported a structure fire at Tire Point Shopping Center, but there was no fire. However, it gave morning drive motorists something new to experience.
We capture the traffic light here at University Intero, and it stops traffic on University Drive both ways. It turns Taro going toward the north green to clear out that intersection, so that gives us a clear intersection to get out on University Drive. Now, we only do that if we're responding that way. If it's something back south where we may go down Taro, then we don't capture that light.
City officials say the $7 million project, approved by 3/4 of voters in a 2008 bond election, was completed on time and on budget. An open house will be held a week from Saturday, the 15th. A vaccine for cancer might sound too good to believe, but Earl White with Caliber Biotherapeutics of Bryan says it might soon be a reality. White says Caliber is teaming up with Immune Gene to create a vaccine that acts as an antibody, attacking tumor cells while leaving healthy cells untouched.
And this is a joint venture between the two companies to develop an antibody interferon fusion protein that will be used to treat cancer. In fact, we have three in the pipeline. at this point for three different types of cancers. One is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, another one is multiple myeloma, and then breast cancer.
White says it will likely be several years before these reach the market. He says the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma vaccine is the furthest along, with development just beginning for phase one of the clinical trial. For more details, go online to WTAW.com. BTU customers will start seeing out-of-town inspection crews. Group manager David Worley says through the end of March, wooden electric poles will be checked out and either repaired or replaced.
Well, we would just like to always encourage listeners that if they do see a pole that is rotten or damaged in some way, that if they have any doubts about it at all, to please call the BTU dispatch center 24 hours a day. My phone number is 821-3777.
Worley says 50,000 wooden poles are inspected every 10 years in the BTU service area. As many as 200 poles are replaced each year. Newly elected College Station City Councilman James Benham wants to do something about substandard internet speeds.
If you ask your average business owner in College Station, your average resident, are you happy with your connectivity to the internet at the house or at your office, almost all of them will say no. At least the people I've surveyed said no, and I know that I'm displeased with the breadth of offering, the cost of offering, and the quality of the offering.
Benham, the owner of a technology business, would like to mirror what is being done in Kansas City, where Google is starting to provide ultra-high speeds using private funding. Today marks the 10th Tree of Angels ceremony honoring victims of violent crime in the Brazos Valley. Melissa Carter, the victim assistance coordinator in the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, invites victims and families to place an angel on a tree that will be on display the rest of the month inside the courthouse.
For us, this is a time to kind of embrace them and to show them that we honor the tragedy that they've been through. It kind of becomes a reunion of sorts. Most of our attendees come every year. We have many that have come every year for the past 10 years, and they look for those familiar faces. And it's kind of a comfort to know that we've been through something together.
The ceremony also includes lighting candles honoring six groups of violent crime victims, including for the first time, those who have died in the line of duty. Tonight's program is at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan, starting at 7. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal. And then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
There's a cold front headed our way, and that frontal boundary may trigger a shower or two later today. We certainly could use some rainfall out ahead of it. It stays mild. Highs today 70 to 75 with a few breaks of sun possible. Partial clearing behind the front tonight. Lows will get down close to 50. We're partly sunny tomorrow with highs 70 to 75. Partly cloudy, 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny during the day on Thursday with a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The SEC made their selections for the best of the year. We'll share that with you. The Rangers may be looking for a catcher. Yeah, we're talking baseball already. And R.C. Slocum into the Hall of Fame. That more coming up with sports.
You know, that's interesting because one of the other people going to be inducted will be Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were born like 100 miles apart.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oakdale, Louisiana, I believe, is where R.C. was born. And, of course, Port Arthur, Texas, is where Jimmy Johnson was born. He was a classmate of Janis Joplin's.
That I knew.
Yeah, at Port Arthur. So there you go. Two guys who...
He probably thought she's weird, too.
Yeah, probably. They grew up, you know, not far from one another. So, exciting news that the new fire station has opened at College Station.
That would be the bipolar fire station.
It would. Yeah, it's the bipolar station because they have...
Two poles.
That's right.
Oh,
so
my
there
gosh.
Are. But
well, one's for going up and one's for going down.
Of course, that's exactly what it is. But Bill Oliver, our ever-present news director, was able to capture audio of the first call, and we'll play that for you in a little less than half an hour as they christened the fire station. Sotheby's is auctioning off a 1960 credit card prototype that basically is a piece of cardboard. Was never used to pay for anything, never owned by anybody famous. They're anticipating that they'll get between $10,000 and $15,000 for it. And again, they'll only get that if somebody pays it.
Yep.
Mother in France in hot water after sending her kid to class with a shirt that seemed to advocate terrorism. New York Post said the unidentified lady sent her 3-year-old named Jihad.
What?
To nursery school. Wearing a sweater with the words, I am a bomb, and born on 11 September.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no way. That's way too many coincidences.
I'm telling you, now she's headed to a trial accused of supporting terrorist
acts. Was it knitted in there, I am a bomb?
I don't know if it was just screened on there. I'm not sure. The woman claims the sweater was a gift from Jihad's uncle, and that she says the birthday just happens to be on September 11th. Like you, Kevin, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I'm calling.
All of that would happen.
Bull honkus on that one.
So, kind of a black eye for Chicago TV superstation WGN.
What they did?
Well, they reported the crash of a light plane, quote, in the middle of the road on the city's south side. Turned out it was just a scene for a show being filmed called Chicago Fire.
Oh, no.
It says here, clueless anchors. I didn't know you needed to say that. I'm sorry. Went
hey.
On for several, what?
I mean,
some I used
of
to
us
do that. I
anchors.
Used to do that. I can say that, okay? All right, anyway.
You got to put that disclaimer out
That's
there.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm one of them, I can call them.
Absolutely.
Anyway, they called the station to update them. Somebody said, hey, it's not. So, of course, there were signs posted around the area where the filming was taking place, but they're... You know, the helicopter Skycam was called into service, so obviously they didn't see the signs that were on the road so that they would know about it. Okay. Speaking of social media, aren't we always? A new study, shockingly, shows that web users spend the majority of their time on social media sites and a lot of that time using mobile devices and apps. No kidding. Compared to July of last year, users spent almost 90 billion more minutes on social media through PCs and mobile devices than they did July of last year. I mean, really? 90 billion more minutes. And users spent 30% of their mobile web time on social media sites and apps. Social media apps usage jumped 85% from a year ago. Some other interesting findings from the report included 33% of the 18 to 24-year-olds access social media sites from the bathroom.
I would venture a guess that's for grown-ups, too, though.
Yeah, that you know, you're right. That's probably, That would be ageist to just say it's the young people. You're probably
I'd be lying if I hadn't said
I know.
It.
I do.
I know people who talk on the phone in the bathroom.
Nope.
I just think,
Nope.
It's like eating in the bathroom.
Well, you know, now, a long time ago, we all did this. You know, if you stayed in a hotel that had a phone in the bathroom, you know, the kind of hanging on the wall.
Oh.
You had to call somebody and say, hey, guess where I'm calling from?
Yeah, when they first started doing that show.
Oh, yeah, but that was a long time ago, Kat. You're not, you know, you're too young to remember that.
I do know someone who can only get he can't get a signal in his house, but he can get a single signal in the outhouse, and so he goes out to his outhouse to make his calls.
Who do you know that still has an outhouse?
Oh, it's on the reservation in Arizona. Yeah.
That would be the definition of an anachronism, I believe.
His name is Leno.
It makes you think twice about asking you someone's phone, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, here we go. A new survey from the National Retail Federation details the 20 most shoplifted items. 20 most shoplifted items. More than 96% of the retail stores surveyed have been a victim of organized retail crime. Many times crooks will shoplift items so they can turn them around and make money by selling off the stolen stuff, right? Like on street corners in big cities or at flea markets or wherever.
Sure.
Some of them even take the stuff back to the very store where they stole it so they could get a refund. But here we go. Here's your top 20. Electric toothbrushes and replacement heads.
Whoa.
That's why they put them in big packs.
I would never steal that.
Okay. Well,
that's no fun.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Are we going to do yep, yep, nope on things you steal?
Let's do yep, yep, nope.
Why not? Let's do it.
No, we're not. But I mean, I'd never steal that. Now, something else, I might do that. No.
Those suckers are expensive.
Yeah, they are. They're not cheap. Weight loss pills, energy drinks, high-end vacuum cleaners.
Yep,
yep,
yep.
Shoplift. Vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I don't know.
Put it under a wedding dress.
Yeah, of course. Pain relievers. Number 15, it's pregnancy tests.
Well, that's probably because people are embarrassed.
Yeah. KitchenAid mixers. KitchenAid mixers. Really like the brand name?
That would be big. Those are big, too.
Yeah, they are. Okay. LCD televisions and monitors. Cell phones.
Where do you hide that?
Yeah. Lotions and creams. All right. Here are your top 10 most stolen items, shoplifted items. Handbags, designer clothes, allergy medicine, digital cameras, and denim jeans. I wonder if the allergy medicine really is just the pseudonephrine.
You know, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah, for meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, here are your top five most shoplifted items. Number five, infant formula, cigarettes. Mom's in there grabbing some cigs and stealing some baby.
Unless they do it differently, how do you get cigarettes?
I don't know. I'm always in line, you know, at the grocery-torium, and you got to stop because Levon needs to go have some cigarettes, you know, so you got to go open up. Is this the one? You want this one? Oh, you want the 100? Oh, okay, yeah.
Levon, I like it.
Yeah, whatever. Number four, that's the most stolen. Number three, shoplifted is laptop computers. Number two, high-end liquor.
And
number one, diabetic testing strips? Wow.
You're kidding me.
That's according to the National Retail Federation.
Good gravy.
That's, I don't know. All right. I mean, I guess if you got to have them, right?
But that would not be.
They might be. Maybe it was a packaging deal. Maybe they were easy to steal and you could, again, turn around. And maybe it's not stolen. Again, not stolen by those who will use it. They are stolen so they can turn it around and sell it on
the
street.
That's what the users say.
Like that. Yeah, don't know.
Stolen for profit. Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Glasses basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, about 71 today. You're supposed to have a wind shift with a front coming through here. The neat thing about that is we may get a 40% chance. Well, we do have a 40% chance of showers, and we may get some. We'll see. 53 for a low temperature tonight. Back up to 71 with the mostly sunny skies tomorrow. And then we'll warm back up. 75 on Thursday, back up to 77 or so on Friday and Saturday. Right now, the winds are from the south at 7. 93% relative humidity, overcast, and it's 68.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the new Democrat gang has emerged. They're feeling emboldened by the election and by some Republicans expressing openness to tax increases. Now, these liberals call themselves the Gang of Six. Among them, radical House Democrats John Conyers, Barbara Lee, Keith Ellison, who want to, quote, draw a red line in the fiscal cliff sand. They say the expiration of Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans is just the beginning. Yep, Obama's tax increases on the rich is just the first step. This gang is trying to mimic the so-called Senate Gang of Six. It fashioned an unsuccessful deficit reduction plan in 2011. But unlike this bunch, the old gang had Republican members and they weren't kooks. This gang says low- and moderate-income Americans are already contributing to deficit reduction. How? Well, they don't say. But progressive tax reform is the only way, they say, to make the rich share significantly in that sacrifice. To achieve their objective, the House Gang of Six have come up with six tenets of their new progressive tax policy. When you boil it down, it's the same old drivel that they always spout. Raising taxes on achievers, attacking corporations, confiscating wealth, and then redistributing it. This gang's proposals will go nowhere as long as Republicans run the House, we hope. But the real problem is not a gang of six radicals in Congress. It's the gang of millions who are now capable of voting in their own Santa Claus for President Barack Obama.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Ira, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While scientists still aren't sure what specifically causes cancer or how to prevent it, Brian's Caliber Biotherapeutics Lab is now in the early stages of developing a vaccine that could help treat cancer. Earl White with Research and Development says the three antibodies they are working on specifically target non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and breast cancer cells.
They interlock much like the parts of a puzzle. We can think of the monoclonal antibody as the carrier and the interferon as a payload. And once the monoclonal binds to the specific site on the cancer cell, then the interferon would kill that cell.
White says Caliber and its project partner ImmuneGene are using Chinese hamster ovarian cells and hope to eventually produce the same technology in plant cells. At WTOW.com, you can hear White's full discussion about the project. In the BTU service area, there are 50,000 wooden poles. Group manager David Worley says those poles go through an inspection every 10 years, and crews from out of town have started the annual check.
In a typical year, we're going to change out probably between 1 and 200 poles, because when you have 50,000 of them, there's always some in need of changing. We have other things that will damage them, like woodpeckers and thunderstorm, you know, wind damage, those type of things. But we just repair them on an as-needed basis.
Worley says BTU customers can also report damaged poles for repair or replacement. Could fiber optic fast internet come to College Station? Newly elected City Councilman James Benham, who owns a technology business, has been following what Google Fiber has been doing in Kansas City.
They just went live with $70 a month gigabit connectivity to homes and businesses. That's going to change Kansas City. You know, businesses are just as reliant on high-speed, ultra-high-speed, affordable bandwidth, as they are on reliable, affordable electricity.
Unlike the city owning the electric company, Benham says Google Fiber is a private business. 12 years and $7 million in the making, College Station's Fire Station 6 is open. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says they're starting with 7 firefighters per shift, staffing an engine and an ambulance.
As budget allows, we will add a big ladder truck. That will be 5 new positions per shift. Eventually, we'll add another battalion chief and split the city into a north battalion and a south battalion. And one other position we have planned is a shift safety officer / EMS supervisor that'll also be housed out of here. So eventually there may be as many as 14 people per shift stationed at this station.
Station 6 had its first call 30 minutes after going into business, responding to a citizen's report of a structure fire at Tower Point where no fire was found. A week from Saturday, the 15th, an open house is scheduled. An unattended candle was the cause of a house fire in Bryan yesterday afternoon. Inspector Gerald Burnett says the occupant was visiting with a neighbor in the front yard of the home at 410 North Randolph, south of Neal Park.
Noticed that the fire was on the sofa right next to where the candle would be, an extra love seat, and he attempted to push the love seat out of the living room while yelling for someone to call 911, but the smoke got pretty thick pretty fast, so he was only able to get it most of the way out, or most of the way to the door.
There were no injuries. Burnett says based on the fire damage in the living room and heat and water damage to the rest of the home, he expects the structure to be a total loss. The annual holiday program honoring victims of violent crimes in the Brazos Valley has been expanded. The 10th Tree of Angels ceremony, which has included lighting candles for five victims groups, will now have a sixth this year, according to Melissa Carter of the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
We've had one for intox manslaughter victims, one for homicide victims, one for child victims, one for family violence victims, and one for sexual assault victims. This year, we are going to add a sixth candle, and that will be an end-of-watch candle, and it will be for those who have died in the line of duty.
Tonight's program is open to the public and starts at 7 at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan. The tree, containing angel ornaments placed by victims and their families, will be on display the rest of the month at the courthouse. WTOW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
Clouds today, some sun. Watch for some showers later today. High 70 to 75, turning partly cloudy with a low of around 50 overnight. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. We should be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy. It starts to cool off. Lows 45 to 50. And it'll be mostly sunny during the day on Thursday. Highs on Thursday, close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's my privilege to announce the finalists for the 78th annual Heisman Trophy.
You will get to that coming up here in about 12 minutes. Also, Coach Slocum going into the College Football Hall of Fame and Monday Night Football last night. All and more coming up in a bit.
Are you checking your cell phone enough?
I can do it right now if you
want. No, it's okay, really. A new study reveals 40% of cell phone owners say that people they know have complained about their not responding promptly to calls or texts. 40%, and 33% said that they heard complaints that they don't check their phone frequently enough. 67% of us are constantly checking our phone for new messages, even when the phone is not ringing, beeping, or vibrating. What is that about?
Because sometimes if you've already sent a message, you get a message returned and it doesn't make any noise.
Oh.
Oh.
Because I'm that guy.
If you call people and they don't pick it up, they may not return the call, not because they're not checking their phone, if you get what I mean.
Oh,
I mean, I hate to be that way.
It's just you.
It could well be that the problem might be something other than that.
Yeah, they might have a very busy work schedule.
Sure. That's, you know, Kat, that's exactly right. That's why when you call those people and they don't call you back, it's because they're so busy.
See, I'll listen to a message and go, oh, that's nice, and then I'll just forget to call them back. And so, I do that with emails, too.
44% have slept with their phones to not miss an important call or message. Almost 30% describe our phones as, quote, something we can't live without.
Hmm.
Always good to have phones. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
We have got to get a hold of this woman.
30, yeah.
Maybe we can block her number.
No.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Sure. Do you know this person, Scott?
Yeah. On the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock.
She's a loyal listener.
I can tell.
The two guys talking and talking and laughing
and
at
talking.
Their jokes and stuff. Yeah, so I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on
Of course we're laughing. We're
Tuesdays.
Real funny.
Right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Because
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Yeah, sure.
But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Owl City?
Yeah. And Carly Rae Jepsen, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care.
I kind of like this.
Oh, well, Owl City. Like I said, very positive stuff. Yeah. So we're going to do like an all Owl City Wednesday next week. So
are you serious?
Stay tuned for that. Oh,
why?
Sure. Because it's Owl City.
I wake up at twilight. It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
We don't even have to try. It's always a good time.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I'm mildly ashamed that I like that, but I really like that a
is.
Lot.
It's very bubblegummy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much.
Okay.
Hey, I was just wondering, is that girl suffering from short-time memory loss? She gets a call every Tuesday.
I know. It's frightening. It really is. You have to...
I've been praying for her.
Yeah, you have to hope that maybe... But, I mean, if she needs us for the elliptical, we want to be there
Absolutely.
For her. Anyhow. Well, is that you heard on our newscast, the new fire station, that's fire station number 6, has opened up. Right there by the Golden Corral on University Drive, kind of catty corner from the Hilton, okay? And then also from the grocery store that's out of business now. But, you know, yesterday, I love our news director, Bill Oliver, intrepid Bill Oliver, guy that he is, happened to be there just when the first, they did the, ribbon cutting, Kat, and within 30 minutes, they had their first call at the brand new fire station number 6 on University Drive, the door's opening.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
See, look. Oh, I mean, there are 5 doors on the front and there are 5 doors on the back, and wow, look at that.
Oh, the timpani drum.
Open the pod bay doors.
That is spectacular.
Fantastic.
Breathtaking.
No wonder it cost X millions of dollars, and you can't really tell what it is.
No.
No. But
they got 2 poles.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yep. Yep. Here they go. Yep. Here we go. Yeah. There they go. Oh, there they go.
Remarkable.
It is amazing. I am so glad that Bill Oliver was there to capture this for us. There they go off to their fire.
Did we pay for the music?
Look, I don't know. I didn't see the RFP on it, so I'm not sure.
Does that come with the garage door opener?
Spectacular, man.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at glenn.edu. Glenn College. Proven.
743 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Allie's here this morning to talk Christmas angels. How are you today?
Are you going to make her follow that?
What? Yeah.
2001 A Space Odyssey. The fire trucks.
Yeah.
Here's Allie.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. With Christmas angels, but she's
bring
always
a little joy to the show. This
there
morning.
You go.
Comes in with high energy, without a doubt. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but we want to thank the folks from Blue Baker for again stepping in and doing this.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this: this is actually Blue Baker's fifth year.
Wow,
to sponsor
I didn't realize
Christmas
it had been
angels.
That long.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is. That really is.
Yeah, so we are so excited to have them on board. Of course, I know I heard you guys talking this morning about the football that we're auctioning off on eBay. So that's going to be a really cool thing.
It is.
But Christmas Angels this year is going strong. We are doing really well, I feel like, but we're not done yet. We started day after Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and our deadline day to return the gifts and everything is next Wednesday. So we've got a little over a week left. I'll tell you this. I did do some number crunching yesterday, and we've taken on more kids on our list than ever before. So we have 600 kids this year.
It's an amazing
600.
Number. Yeah.
And at this point, we have 239 angels left to get selected.
Okay.
So we're a little over halfway, which is good because we're a little over halfway done.
Sure.
So seems like we're tracking well, but that doesn't mean that we can stop. We have to stay on pace, and we've got to get people over to either Blue Baker location, you know, there on University Drive, or you can go to the original Blue Baker on Dominic Drive. See the trees there set up in the lobby. There's paper angels hanging on each one, and it's got the kid's name and their Christmas wish and even their clothing size, so you can get them a whole, you know, Christmas.
All their regalia.
Yeah, yeah. Just everything.
All
everything
that stuff.
For
yeah.
them. And you just shop for the angel, wrap the presents, turn him back into Blue Baker, or you can bring him up here to the radio station if you want. We can help you out with that. And that's all you need to do. So it's really simple. If you're not the shopping type, but you are the helping type,
mm-hmm.
and the giving type, then we are more than happy to do your shopping for you. You can make a monetary donation if you'd like to, on behalf of your business, on behalf of yourself, just however you'd like to do that.
The money from the office, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. Yeah,
you can make donations online at our website, mychristmasangels.com. Again, that's mychristmasangels, plural, .com. So you can do that there, or you can call us during business hours here at the office on the main line, which is easy to remember. It's just 695-9595. And you can do that. Just ask to talk to Allie or Claire, and we will get you set up there. If you'd like to do a monetary donation, again, if you'd like to do your own shopping and wrapping, then Blue Baker is the place to go, or mychristmasangels.com to see the list of angels there as well.
Yep. And again, if you want to go to eBay and bid on the Kevin Sumlin football, we're mm-hmm. going to still be doing that for about 8 or 9 days. But all the money, including the eBay fees, we'll pick up the fees, but 100% of that's going to go to Christmas Angels. So it's a neat deal. All
that's
right. Thanks,
cool
Allie. And
too.
You'll check with it. Yeah, it is. You'll check with us tomorrow, so we'll
absolutely.
Know how we're doing. All right. There you go. That's Allie. It's 746.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Have the dreams for your life died? Well, it can be painful, but you can't give up. You just have to keep your heart open to other dreams. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Years ago, there was a boy named Pearl Gray who had a big ambition. He spent his childhood competing in summer baseball and dreamed of one day playing in the major leagues. By the time he reached college, he'd honed his skills enough to receive a full scholarship. Once he graduated, he even played in the minor leagues. But just as his dream appeared to be coming to life, it died. He never got a chance to play in the big leagues. But in the wake of that disappointment came a rebirth of sorts. Pearl decided to pursue another passion, writing. With the same discipline he'd given to baseball, he honed his craft. Before long, his second dream took hold, and he started using his middle name. Zane Grey, the former baseball hopeful, became the most successful Western author in American history. Dreams fill our lives with hope and passion, but the death of a dream can be painful and disorienting. And that's why people often avoid them and settle for less than they're capable of. It's important to remember that the death of one dream can open the door for even better ones to come. But when you persevere, it'll be worth all the new horizons you'll discover. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare Open Enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare Open Enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Psst, up here. It's me, your smoke alarm. Yeah, I know it's 2 a.m., but what do I care? You could shut me up by snatching the batteries out of your kid's favorite toy, or you could forget about it for good with Kidder's new worry-free smoke alarms. They all come with a sealed-in battery that lasts 10 years. That'll save you time and money, and each unit's designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Head to the Home Depot today and rest easy tonight with worry-free smoke alarms by Kidder.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50.
Tonight, it's my privilege to announce the finalists for the 78th annual Heisman Trophy. Based on balloting information provided by Deloitte & Touche and in alphabetical order, the Heisman Trophy Trust invites Kansas State University, Colin Klein, Texas A&M University, Johnny Manziel, University of Notre Dame, Manti Te'o. Congratulations to all of the finalists and their universities.
That was Ty Detmer, winner of the 1990 Heisman, announcing the finalist for this year's trophy. Johnny Football is also a unanimous choice for the Associated Press SEC Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Manziel also the freshman of the year and a unanimous choice as the first team SEC quarterback. The redshirt freshman passed for 3,419 yards and 24 touchdowns, rushed for 1,181 yards and 19 touchdowns, and guided A&M to a 10-2 mark in their first year of the SEC, including that huge upset of Alabama. Georgia linebacker Jarvis Jones was named as the defensive player of the year, and Kevin Sumlin was named as the coach of the year, beating out Florida's Will Muschamp. Coach Sumlin is also a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Award, which is presented by the Football Writers Association of America. The New York Football Giants, well, their lead in the NFC is down to one game over Washington and Dallas after Robert Griffin III tossed a go-ahead touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon in the fourth quarter of the Redskins' 17-16 win over the G-Men. Here's RG3.
We know that our backs are against the wall, and even though we won tonight, our backs are still against the wall, and that's the attitude that we have to have. The guys in our locker room know what we've been through, know how hard it was, how hard we worked, and then started the season 3-6, and now we're where we're at because of that hard work, and we got to keep that going.
Griffin ran five times, 72 yards, to break Cam Newton's NFL record for a rookie quarterback. He also was 13-21 for 163 yards, and the Redskins, like the Cowboys, improved their record to 6-6. LeBron James was named Sportsman of the Year by SI. Here's Brian Windhorst from Sports Illustrated on King James.
One of the most tremendous years of his life. He got engaged on New Year's Eve last year and is planning a wedding right now. Just in general, it's the good way to finish a year that's been very rewarding after a two-year span where a lot of people branded him as a failure.
Now, I know it's wintertime, but we're still talking baseball. The New York Yankees will open the 2013 season without A-Rod, who will undergo hip surgery that could sideline him until the All-Star break. Rodriguez went 272 last year, 18 homers, 57 RBIs, and played in 122 games during 2012. This, however, will be Rodriguez's sixth trip to the disabled list in six seasons. R.C. Slocum will be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame tonight at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. Jimmy Johnson, coached at OSU in Miami before he was at Dallas, will also be in that induction class. Rangers free agent Mike Napoli and the Boston Red Sox now signed a $39 million three-year contract, which means catcher Giovanni Soto has agreed to a one-year $2.75 million contract to stay with the Texas Rangers. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
You know, you give a call to Aggieland Flowers and Gifts and you get the best combination because that is a personalized gift that you can kind of mold in shape, but you've got professionals doing it for you. And it doesn't matter if it's just flowers or it's flowers and chocolate and flowers and coffee. They actually can do flowers and cakes for you as well. All of that is available for you. You can go to the website, which is aggielandflowers.com. You can give them a call at 690-2929, or you can stop by the shop. They're located just north of the Harley-Davidson store on the bypass. But holiday corporate gifts or employee gifts, a great way to do that. Or that's from the business standpoint. Or if it's something really personal, then you can, again, build that gift basket just the way you'd like. They have dark chocolate peppermint bark. They have holiday assortments of quintessential chocolates, which are filled with liqueurs. They have holiday-flavored gourmet coffee. And the sipping chocolate, which is outstanding. And later this week, I'm going to let Kevin try some chocolate that has chili pepper in it. I mean, it's a chocolate, and it's a different kind of hot than the sipping hot chocolate. All that and a whole lot more. But go to the website. They're constantly updating it, so you can see the new things that are available. They've been serving the community since 1947. Again, it's Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates. Call them at 690-2929 or stop in and see them. Again, they're just north of the Harley-Davidson store.
Dreading holiday weight gain? Don't. Enjoy the food and festivities. Have a great time because come January, you have a proven effective way to drop weight. Hypnosis. This is Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. And as Dave Ferguson, who stopped smoking with hypnosis, said, it's no parlor trick. Hypnosis is the proven way to dump the holiday weight you know is coming. Space is limited, so make your reservation now. Call 739-7143 or visit robinrobertsch.com.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
You know, Santa, it's about 3 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, Santa here, yes.
When do I get the chocolate?
This week. Yeah, I'll let you have some of it, too. It's pretty interesting chocolate.
I've had something that Blue Baker actually does with a little of the hot pepper in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's shockingly
well,
good.
Well, this is pretty interesting. It's hot, that's for sure. Hello. Oh, never mind. Anyhow, it's about 3 minutes till. It's a good thing. You know, Santa had an appearance, I believe, in Bryan last week, and he got up on the bucket truck for the fire department, you know, which was pretty cool.
He didn't have the music, though.
No, he didn't. That's true. But the annual Christmas parade in New Hampshire kicked off on Saturday, but the Hampton Fire Department would not, because of national safety regulations, allow Santa to ride in the fire truck.
Wow.
Can't ride on top of the ladder truck.
Wait a second. If it's national regulations, does that mean we are under the same
in violation?
Regulations?
Well, but our Santa did not ride on a fire truck in the parade. He simply went up in the bucket, which may or may not be okay. Let's not tell him, okay?
I think that's a good idea. I
think it'll be just fine. 59-year-old Canadian man has mistakenly been declared dead by his auto insurance company, George Johansson.
Oh, that's not good, eh?
How did that happen?
George is alive. A prank. Received paperwork last week from the Manitoba Public Insurance Company saying that his driver license was no longer valid following his death in October. Why are you sending a letter to somebody to tell them that they're dead?
All right. That's a little freaky.
Something our city leaders might think about. A French mayor has introduced rules to have citizens ejected from the town hall if they don't say hello and thank you when addressing city workers. The mayor of a small town about 185 miles north of Paris, France, said the new rules are aimed at maintaining social standards of a municipality. Well, of course, after a poll earlier this year found more than half of France's citizens cited a lack of manners as their top source of stress. Well, they're French. What do you expect? I mean, they're pointing their fingers at each other. A sign posted on the door of the town hall warns visitors of the new policy and ask the eternally dissatisfied, the rancorous, and the grumpy people to mind their manners or don't come in.
Hey, at least they're trying to make things better.
They are. They're trying to do that. College Station Brian, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Iran claims, again, that it has one of our drones. The U.S. Navy says, no, you don't. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
Iran says they captured the unmanned spy drone in the last few days. It's not clear if the aircraft crashed or was captured once it allegedly flew into Iranian airspace. Iran's guards have been showing off their treasure, an undamaged Scan Eagle, in a video they released. Iran made claims like this time last year when Iran forces announced they had a U.S. drone reportedly lost by U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. But this time the U.S. says that all their drones are accounted for. Other nations in the Gulf have similar drones in service. Lisa.
Emily, Israel under pressure at the United Nations over its nuclear program. The UN General Assembly approving a resolution calling on Israel to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and quickly open its nuclear program to UN inspection. This just days after the UN vote recognizing that Palestine exists, which prompted Israel to announce new settlements. That has prompted a Palestinian threat to seek war crimes charges. A plan to raise tax revenue but not tax rates does not fly at the White House. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, it's claims from both sides now, both sides saying the other refuses to get serious. The president insisting his tax hikes for the top 2%. The Speaker, John Boehner, saying we can find enough revenue by closing tax loopholes and raising the retirement age. The president calls his plan balanced. The Speaker says his plan's a reasonable alternative. Both proposals considered opening arguments, and they have until the beginning of the year to reach a plan to avoid going off the fiscal cliff. Lisa?
Rich, the housing market's still a long way from where it was, but there's another sign of a comeback. One measure of home prices up more than 6% in October from a year ago. Ahead of the opening bell, Wall Street futures turning lower. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
with Marble Craft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marble Craft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marble Craft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Kelly Burtdozer says, drugs and alcohol pose a threat that is real. The damaging effects can touch all of us at some time. Remember, strong family values, open lines of communication, and positive role models are the tools that can keep our families healthy and drug-free. This message is from Kelly Burtdozer. For all your commercial and residential site work needs, call for free estimates at 778-1902. That's 778-1902. Kelly Burtdozer, your down-to-earth company, wishing everyone a safe and healthy holiday season.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A house south of Neal Park in Bryan is expected to be a total loss following a fire yesterday afternoon. Gerald Burnett of the Bryan Fire Department says while the occupant of the home at 410 North Randolph was outside visiting, a candle was burning on an end table.
Had the windows and doors open. I guess it would have been a nice day out, and he had a candle going on the end table. And they were outside visiting, and he smelled smoke, turned around, went in the house, and found the living room full of smoke.
Burnett says flames from the candle lit a love seat and the occupant was not able to get to the love seat outside. The fire caused minor damage to a car parked in the driveway, but no neighboring structures were affected. No one was hurt. Monday was the first day of operating College Station's newest fire station. The first call for the crew at Station 6, located at University and Taro, was 30 minutes after the first shift started. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says a citizen reported a structure fire at Tire Point Shopping Center, but there was no fire found. However, it gave morning drive motorists something new to experience.
We capture the traffic light here at University and Taro, and it stops traffic on University Drive both ways. It turns Taro going toward the north green to clear out that intersection, so that gives us a clear intersection to get out on University Drive. Now, we only do that if we're responding that way. If it's something back south where we may go down Taro, then we don't capture that light.
City officials say the $7 million project, approved by 3/4 of voters in a 2008 bond election, was completed on time and on budget. An open house will be held a week from Saturday on the 15th. A vaccine for cancer might sound too good to believe, but Earl White with Caliber Biotherapeutics of Bryan says it might soon be a reality. White says Caliber is teaming up with ImmuneGene to create a vaccine which acts as an antibody, attacking tumor cells while leaving healthy cells untouched.
And this is a joint venture between the two companies to develop an antibody interferon fusion protein that will be used to treat cancer. In fact, we have three in the pipeline at this point for three different types of cancers. One's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, another one is multiple myeloma, and then the breast cancer.
White says it will likely be several years before these reach the market. He says the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma vaccine is the furthest along, with development just beginning for phase one of the clinical trial. For more details, go online to WTAW.com. BTU customers will start seeing out-of-town inspection crews. Group manager David Worley says through the end of March, wooden electric poles will be checked out and either repaired or replaced.
Well, we would just like to always encourage listeners that if they do see a pole that is rotten or damaged in some way, that if they have any doubts about it at all, to please call the BTU Dispatch Center 24 hours a day. My phone number is 821-3777.
Worley says 50,000 wooden poles are inspected every 10 years in the BTU service area. As many as 200 poles are replaced each year. Newly elected College Station City Councilman James Benham wants to do something about substandard internet speeds.
If you ask your average business owner in College Station, your average resident, are you happy with your connectivity to the internet at the house or at your office, almost all of them will say no. At least the people I've surveyed said no, and I know that I'm displeased with the breadth of offering, the cost of offering, and the quality of the offering.
Benham, the owner of a technology business, would like to mirror what is being done in Kansas City, where Google is starting to provide ultra-high speeds using private funding. Today marks the 10th Tree of Angels ceremony honoring victims of violent crime in the Brazos Valley. Melissa Carter, the victim assistance coordinator in the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, invites victims and families to place an angel on a tree that will be on display the rest of the month inside the courthouse.
For us, this is a time to kind of embrace them and to show them that we honor the tragedy that they've been through. It kind of becomes a reunion of sorts. Most of our attendees come every year. We have many that have come every year for the past 10 years, and they look for those familiar faces, and it's kind of a comfort to know that we've been through something together.
The ceremony also includes lighting candles honoring six groups of violent crime victims, including for the first time those who have died in the line of duty. Tonight's program is at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan, starting at 7. WTOW News Time is 8:10. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
811 of Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
There's a cold front headed our way, and that frontal boundary may trigger a shower or two later today. We certainly could use some rainfall out ahead of it. It stays mild. Highs today 70 to 75 with a few breaks of sun possible. Partial clearing behind the front tonight. Lows will get down close to 50. We're partly sunny tomorrow with highs 70 to 75. Partly cloudy 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny during the day on Thursday with a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 8:12. Guys, things to not buy your wife. Okay?
Great.
Gifts to not buy. Well, I mean,
appliances.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just.
Well, it's if she wants an appliance,
no,
yes, but
matter.
Not
no,
if you're.
No,
doesn't
no, matter.
No, I mean, you have
no,
to buy her something
no,
else besides.
No.
It.
Number one, a Weight Watcher scale. Just don't. Number two. I'm sorry.
Really bad idea.
Yeah. Number two, lip wax kit. Just don't.
Oh.
Oh, look, what? I'm trying to help you out here. I mean, of course, this is Nagy 96. I mean, I figure our people are smarter. Anyway, back.
Hey, I worked there for a while.
Okay, that's past tense. That's what you're doing. A vacuum cleaner. Don't. Just don't buy her a vacuum cleaner. And as much fun as you think it would be, don't get her a PlayStation 3.
Okay. Oh, my god!
Because we all know that's for you.
Well, my wife wants a Wii. I mean, she's mentioned that. So, if I can find one that... now they're... Because they've got a new one out. These ought to be pretty cheap, shouldn't they? I would think. Okay.
You just push her down a slide and go, Wii!
No.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. Y'all split the microphone here for a second, Priscilla. Because Priscilla's here this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And you brought a guest.
I did. Okay. I brought Burl Hagwood. Mm-hmm. He is the new Director of Operations and Public Affairs for the Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful. Burl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to initiate you in your new position. You get to play Jethro Trivia. Now, these ladies already know Jethro Trivia. Don't worry about it. It's good. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. There's no wagering. Today, what we'll do is, because you're the guest, we'll let you answer last, okay? So Kevin will answer first, and then Kat will answer, and then Leah from the Humane Society will answer, and then Priscilla. So you'll get to hear all these people's answers, and then you can answer. And what's fun is it's multiple choice, so you can answer any of the ones that they did. All right. The category today is trendy. Trendy. According to recent reports, an interesting trend is developing in the Middle East. Is it A, anti-American protests, B, antidepressant prescriptions, C, anti-Canadian protests, or D, mustache transplants? Again, anti-American protests, A, B, antidepressant prescriptions, C, anti-Canadian protests, or D, mustache transplants. Kevin.
I got to go with mustache transplants.
You like that idea, do you?
Got to go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nasty.
Kat.
I'll go with B, antidepressants.
Okay, very good. Leah?
I don't know. Yeah. Say them again.
Yeah, sure. Anti-American protests, antidepressant prescriptions, anti-Canadian protests, and mustache transplants.
I'm going to throw a wrench in there. Let's do anti-Canadian.
There you go. Sure, because whoever thinks about the Canadians. Okay, Priscilla, what's your answer?
I'm going to say antidepressants.
All right, and Burl, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with Priscilla, antidepressants.
Okay.
If you're going to be anti-American, you should take antidepressants.
Sure, I understand. The answer is mustache transplants. That's right.
Sick!
A Turkish plastic surgeon whose name I cannot pronounce told CNN last week, thanks to improving technology, he now performs some 60 mustache transplants each month.
That's so nasty.
Yeah, it is. The mustache has been a symbol of power and prestige in the Middle East, mm-hmm. of course, dating back to the Ottoman Empire.
I'd be big in the Middle East.
My question is, I don't know where that
Where's mustache that hair come has been.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it your own hair?
Yeah.
Did I get it from somewhere else?
Okay. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society.
This guy had chicken.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh. And Cheetos, too.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, we walked in the parade. I hope you guys were out there.
We were there.
Thank you. We waved. We had a good time. Yeah. We appreciated everybody who came out. So we're on to Christmas now. This week on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be at PetSmart with Pictures with Santa. Now that's Bring Your Pet. And last year, we did actually have some children come out as well. I understand maybe sometimes the line isn't as long at PetSmart as it is at the mall.
Something to think about. Yeah.
And you can do, you know, your child and a pet and so forth as well. Now, a good portion of the, I think it's about $10, $9, something like that. And you get to go home with the photo in a great frame. The photo is developed right there. And most of that goes back to a donation to the shelter from PetSmart. It's actually a pretty good little fundraiser for us. So get your pets dressed up or just bring them out and they can sit with your children as well and whatnot and have some photos done. We have groups of people come out, you know, roommates bring all their pets out. It's fun time. And that's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Starting next Tuesday, so a week from today, we'll begin our 12 Strays of Christmas. Now, this year, we're doing something a little different with the 12 Strays. Last year, we highlighted a single pet each day. This time, we're doing 12 cats and 12 dogs.
Oh, my. Okay.
Each day for $12.
Wow.
If one of them off the 12 strays gets adopted, we will add another one. So there will be 12 animals. Hopefully, our goal is we will run out.
It's like a clearance sale.
It kind of is. And there are so many fantastic animals. We had a dog named Welch, actually a shelter representative, walk in the Christmas parade. She did really well. She's also a dog if someone's interested in something that's fly ball or agility driven.
This is the one.
Yes, okay. She has little springs in her butt.
Okay, there you are.
So great dog right there. Come by and visit us. We're at 5359. We thank everybody who came out for our ribbon.
5359.
Leonard Road, sorry.
Thank you, sorry. 5359
Leonard Road. And we thank everybody who came out for our ribbon cutting last week. It was a great turnout. And if you haven't been out there, right now is a great time to come out. Plenty of animals available for adoption. And if you will be home for the holidays, consider foster care. A lot of our fosters are students, and we lose a lot of our foster homes over the holidays, which enables us to, we have to take those animals back. We can't put as many animals in the program. And it's trying this time of year. So we definitely could use fosters. And again, if you're interested, find more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Okay, there you go. That's Leah from Aguilar and Humane. Visit with them on Tuesdays. And Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber. Of course, how are you today?
I am doing well.
All right. What do you got your list of things, huh?
Yes. This Thursday, business after hours at Easterwood Airport, as always, from 5:30 to 7. This is a great one. Come out, bring your business cards, and network.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to January is our Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank. Wednesday, January 23rd, sorry about that, from 8 in the morning till 2:30 p.m. Ticket costs, if you get your tickets now and you are a member, you can get them until January 4th for $70.
Okay.
After that, it's $75. For non-members, $90, mm-hmm. and a table of eight is $650. And the theme this year is money and medicine because of the BioCorridor.
Sure.
Lots of exciting stuff happening here. Also, we have a ribbon cutting tomorrow for Petal Patch. They move locations on South Texas Avenue, and that's at 11:30 a.m. And then another ribbon cutting on Friday for Ronin Cooking, and that's also at 11:30 a.m. And I want to shout out to St. Joseph Manor, our Platinum Member Spotlight. Thank you for your commitment to the Chamber and our community.
Absolutely. And so now the official introduction of Burl.
Burl Hagwood is our new Director of Operations and Public Affairs for the Chamber of Commerce, and we're so happy to have him.
Absolutely. So good morning again, and welcome. Now tell us about you a little bit.
I moved here about 2 years ago from the Washington, D.C. area.
The traffic's better here, isn't it?
I know where my car is. I know how long it's going to take. I know I won't get a ticket. I won't get a boot, and it'll be there when I get out of the store, and I know how long it'll take to get back.
This guy has a special knowledge, and I know because my wife was raised in Washington, D.C. Anybody who can actually drive the streets of Washington, D.C. is a rare individual. I mean, without a doubt. It's all very weird up there. So anyway, you're doing this now, and so basically your job is to keep everybody in line, make sure the day-to-day operations run as they should, huh?
I'm going to try. There's a great team, and they do a lot of work. So I've spent the first week just trying to figure out exactly what it is they do in order to try and keep track. But they're all motivated, energized. They love the Chamber and what they do. So I'm just going to try and keep up.
All right. Were you in the government, or what did you do in D.C.?
I was in government affairs. I worked with associations, consulting firms. You know, being from Washington, it was Washington.
That's the business. It's a company town, so to speak.
It was like being in Houston and dealing with oil.
Yeah,
so we dealt with the government.
I bet you've got a great Rolodex.
It's fun. look on LinkedIn. Part of it's there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet you've got plenty of contacts.
Can Sounds we good. See it just for a minute?
Anyway, Burl, welcome to the job. Glad
Thank
you've
sir.
Been in the community. And, we kind of like it all here. So we'll look forward to talking to you from time to time. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Burl.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with these folks on Tuesday. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
It looks like we'll see a cautious opening on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Analysts say today's light economic calendar could keep investors focused on the budget negotiations in Washington. The stock market futures are pointing just slightly lower now ahead of the Tuesday session. A new report suggests shoppers took a break from the malls after Black Friday. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales for last week were down a little more than 3% from the prior week, but sales were up just over 3% from the same week last year. The council's chief economist says the pace of sales will likely pick up as we get closer to Christmas. AARP says the fiscal cliff and some of the proposals for avoiding it could hurt older Americans. One proposal would change the way Social Security cost of living adjustments are calculated. Another idea being floated is increasing the age for Medicare eligibility from 65 to 67. And Baxter International confirms it is buying the Swedish company Gambro. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Hey, folks, they're having a sale on December the 6th at 10 in the morning at the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company in Taylor. Lots of items available for you. It is a large dealer absolute inventory auction reduction. It's being done by Southwest Auctions. Their Texas license number is 6379. Now, here's what you do. Financing is available, but if you'll call the Bryan store, you get pre-approved. The number to call in Bryan is 822-7684, 822-7684 for Sioux Falls Prater. Now, all the pieces are listed on the website at cptractor.com. They've got trucks, they've got trailers, all sorts of equipment. You may have gotten a brochure from the auction company, but you need to go to the website because there are things that have been added since then. And again, go to cptractor.com and have a look at that, and then call the Bryan store at 822-7684 to get pre-approved. The auction starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on December the 6th. That's coming up on Thursday, so opportunity for you to get some great deals there at the auction. It's, again, a large dealer absolute inventory reduction auction going on at Sioux Falls Prater. It's their location in Taylor where they're going to be doing that part of it.
Kelly Bertdozer says, drugs and alcohol pose a threat that is real. The damaging effects can touch all of us at some time. Remember, strong family values, open lines of communication, and positive role models are the tools that can keep our families healthy and drug-free. This message is from Kelly Bertdozer. For all your commercial and residential site work needs, call for free estimates at 778-1902. That's 778-1902. Kelly Bertdozer, your down-to-earth company, wishing everyone a safe and healthy holiday season.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area, and that'd be a big factor in me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Hey, good morning. It's about 4 minutes before we go to the news, so it's 8:26 right now. Justin Bieber. We haven't done a Justin Bieber story in so long. might want to put down his issue of Tiger Beat, pick up a copy of the Wall Street Journal every so often. Sources at a ping pong club called Spin tell the New York Post Page Six, that's their gossip column, that he was there in the VIP section last Wednesday.
Of the ping pong hall?
Yeah.
The ping pong hall has a VIP room?
Well, it's New York. What do you want? But they warned him he could only stay for a little while because a private party was coming in. Well, when staff had to give the old Biebster and his entourage the boot, he just couldn't understand why he was having to move out for some guy named J.P. Morgan.
What's he play?
Yeah, really. Okay, people who got more money than they got sense, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, They've now created a line of $55,000 backpacks. Backpacks that cost $55,000. So why should these be worth more than most new cars?
That's what J.P. Morgan wore to the ping pong tournament.
Yeah, MTV Style says they're made of crocodile leather. They're embellished with, quote, quirky, cool designs, end quote, like colorful pills, dots, lots of dots. There are 9 different designs in a limited edition collection. A portion of the sales goes to UNICEF, yada, yada, yada. Yes, sure, you know, $55,000, they'll give $100 to UNICEF. Anyway, I don't know that. But if you think that that sounds a little bit crazy, last year they created a line of $39,000 backpacks. They sold out. They sold out.
That's insane.
Oh, it really is. My goodness. Can't you spend your money on something else?
You ready for something completely off the topic?
I'm ready.
All right. Mistletoe is not...
We don't really have a topic. Well, you're moving on to the next topic.
Off of that.
There you go. Okay.
Mistletoe is not just for your romantic life anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's for your family.
What?
According to a study by the University of Adelaide, it's great for fighting colon cancer. Researchers found that using mistletoe to treat cells infected with colon cancer was just as effective as chemo.
I thought you couldn't eat it. I thought it killed you.
It's the, I guess it's just the
active ingredient,
the active ingredient or whatever it is.
Wow.
More research has to be done, but it's, quote, extremely promising and could make the respective power of mistletoe even more so than Christmas.
Interesting.
But yeah. I thought that was fascinating.
Well, it is, again, because, you know, most people cut it out of the tree and throw it away.
Yeah.
Well, and I like the idea that somebody obviously looked at that. And, again, it's a trash plant. It really is a parasite.
Yeah.
It is a parasite. So, yeah, putting a good use to that. All right, here we go, Kat. Here's our new beauty trend for you. It's eyeliner tattoos. That's right, eyeliner tattoos. Sounds like it hurt. Doesn't that sound like it would hurt?
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. Actually, temporary appliques that amp up the eye makeup. BellaSugar.com says they're perfect if you want a dramatic look for your next holiday party. They cost between $7 and $13.
So it's a temporary tattoo.
That's, yeah, yeah, matter of fact. So, sure, why not?
There are robots that fly and robots that can sense and avoid obstacles. But it's hard to combine the two because sensory systems like lasers are often heavy and use lots of power. Now, Cornell University computer scientist Ashutosh Saxena and his colleagues have found a solution. He's designed a flying robot that can judge visual images and determine whether objects are close, far, or in between. If an object's close, it steers clear of it.
If something is very far, then you don't need to worry about it. And something in the middle is used for a little bit more planning.
The robot is programmed to learn from example photos and hone its judgment over time. Recent test flights were over 95% successful. One possible application is search and rescue missions, in which the robots could explore dangerous disaster areas without remote control. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
As we announced yesterday on this program, Texas A&M's going to the Cotton Bowl and will take on Oklahoma on the night of January the 4th in a game that will kick at 7. Well, there was always speculation as to when Texas A&M might match up again against a team from the Big 12. It's happened once in the NCAAs. The volleyball team went to Austin and played Texas. Basketball team has a date with Oklahoma on the 15th of December. That'll be played up in Oklahoma City. So now a third time for Texas A&M to match up against the Big 12, this time in football against OU. OU, by the way, leads the series all time. There have been 30 games played. Oklahoma's won 19. The Aggies have won 11. The most recent game was November the 5th of last year in Norman, and the Sooners won that one 41-25. Aggies won here in College Station on the 6th of November of 2010, 33-19. Out of the last 10 games, A&M is 2-8 against OU. I'm Dave South. That's the Aggie Report.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While scientists still aren't sure what specifically causes cancer or how to prevent it, Brian's Caliber Biotherapeutics Lab is now in the early stages of developing a vaccine that could help treat cancer. Earl White with Research and Development says the three antibodies they are working on specially target non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and breast cancer cells.
They interlock much like the parts of a puzzle. We can think of the monoclonal antibody as the carrier and the interferon as a payload. And once the monoclonal binds to the specific site on the cancer cell, then the interferon would kill that cell.
White says Caliber and its project partner Immune Gene are using Chinese hamster ovarian cells and hope to eventually produce the same technology in plant cells. At WTAW.com, you can hear White's full discussion about the project. In the BTU service area, there are 50,000 wooden poles. Group manager David Worley says those poles go through an inspection every 10 years, and crews from out of town have started the annual check.
A typical year, we're going to change out probably between 1 and 200 poles, because when you have 50,000 of them, there's always some in need of changing. We have other things that will damage them, like woodpeckers and thunderstorm, wind damage, those type of things. So we just repair them on an as-needed basis.
Worley says BTU customers can also report damaged poles for repair or replacement. Could fiber optic fast internet come to College Station? Newly elected City Councilman James Benham, who owns a technology business, has been following what Google Fiber has been doing in Kansas City.
They just went live with $70 a month gigabit connectivity to homes and businesses. That's going to change Kansas City. You know, businesses are just as reliant on high-speed, ultra-high-speed, affordable bandwidth, as they are on reliable, affordable electricity.
Unlike the city owning the electric company, Benham says Google Fiber is a private business. 12 years and $7 million in the making, College Station's Fire Station 6 is now open. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says they're starting with 7 firefighters per shift, staffing an engine and an ambulance.
As budget allows, we will add a big ladder truck. That will be 5 new positions per shift. Eventually, we'll add another battalion chief and split the city into a north battalion and a south battalion. And one other position we have planned is a shift safety officer / EMS supervisor that will also be housed out of here. So eventually there may be as many as 14 people per shift stationed at this station.
Station 6 had its first call 30 minutes after going into business, responding to a citizen's report of a structure fire at Tower Point, where no fire was found. A week from Saturday, on the 15th, an open house is scheduled. An unattended candle was the cause of a house fire in Bryan yesterday afternoon. Inspector Gerald Burnett says the occupant was visiting with a neighbor in the front yard of the home at 410 North Randolph, south of Neal Park.
Noticed that the fire was on the sofa right next to where the candle had been, actually a love seat, and he attempted to push the love seat out of the living room while yelling for someone to call 911, but the smoke got pretty thick pretty fast, so he was only able to get it most of the way out, or most of the way to the door.
There were no injuries. Burnett says based on the fire damage in the living room and heat and water damage to the rest of the home, he expects the structure to be a total loss. The annual holiday program honoring victims of violent crimes in the Brazos Valley has been expanded. The 10th Tree of Angels ceremony, which has included lighting candles for 5 victims groups, will have a 6th this year, according to Melissa Carter of the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
We've had one for intox manslaughter victims, one for homicide victims, one for child victims, one for family violence victims, and one for sexual assault victims. This year, we are going to add a 6th candle, and that will be an end-of-watch candle, and it will be for those who have died in the line of duty.
Tonight's program is open to the public and starts at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan. The tree, containing angel ornaments placed by victims and their families, will be on display for the rest of the month at the courthouse. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Well, you know, there's just a whole world of things for you to choose from when you walk into David Gardner's at 911 University Drive. It's a great time. They love to be there to help you out. They know the panic-stricken look. They know the I know exactly what I want look. They know everything in between. But what they're always there to do is help you find just the right piece of jewelry. Now, there's some basics you can always go with. And diamond studs is a great way to go. I mean, that's just that's kind of a given. You can do that. Hard to go wrong with it. Hard to go wrong with maybe loops if you want to do something like that for your wife or girlfriend's ears. Bracelets. Those are just kind of the standards, if you will. Maybe pearls are what you're looking for. If that's the case, you have the Mikimoto pearls, which are, you know, like the top 5% when it comes to pearls in the world in all sorts of different designs. Now, those are just kind of some basic things. You may want to go off in another direction and do something different. We've told you about the David Yurman Club, where you gather points based on your purchases through the year, carries over till the next year, and then they're double points as well, so that you can double your points. Maybe you want to start a David Yurman, you know, you do that. Once you get started on the David Yurman deal, then that can be right for birthday, anniversary, Christmas, any of those things. And again, there are a lot of places you can buy David Yurman, but because they have that David Yurman Points Club at David Gardner's, that really makes a lot of sense too. Of course, they are your authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service. So, see, that's plenty, and we've just scratched the surface. Stop in and see them. They're the official jeweler of Aggieland Athletics. And if wedding is going to be happening sometime in the next year, then maybe you want to go, and you're a student, you go to where AggiesGetEngaged.com, which is a special website that David and Julia have put together. David Gardner's, 911 University.
At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Now through December 31st, save $10 on X2 Power ATV batteries after rebate. Located in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb for anything.
There you go. It's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, about 70, 75 or so. We're supposed to have a front come through here, and that could increase our chances of rain. Northwesterly winds this afternoon, 40%. Now what, they've upped it to a 50% now, so a 50-50 chance of showers. 52 for our low tonight, about 72 tomorrow, and then 74, 75 for Thursday and Friday, and back up to 78 on Saturday. So, and again, 69 right now. Let's call Ben.
Oh, what are you going to ask him?
Well, I'm going to ask him. You know, we have a poll that has named the best sitcom of all time, and just to get his kind of quirky point of view, Ben and Quirky.
I was going to say that was a very dignified way of really, putting that.
Yeah, good morning, sure. Brian Broadcasting. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, is Ben there?
Haven't seen him yet, but let me check. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't even looked. Yeah, his car's out there, so he's wandering the halls somewhere. Maybe he's in getting the sales staff charged up and ready to go out and sell something.
Okay. Again, riveting radio.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Radio on hold. Radio on hold.
If you'll tell me when we're doing this, I'll try and ask.
No, I like it better like this. This is professional radio, without a doubt. This is professional radio.
You want me to get Pac-Man fever?
What I wanted to do is talk to him about our Christmas music machine being broken.
This would be a great time to plug the beautiful SEC inaugural A&M football that's being auctioned on eBay right now. You can be a part of helping out with the Christmas Angels program. If you go on there and place a bid, it's been signed by Coach Kevin Sumlin himself, the man. He signed it with his own hand.
Yes,
and you can have it if you buy it.
You can go right now and do that. It'll benefit 100%.
Wow, it's like an infomercial.
It really is. It's really very good, yeah.
I'm talking with my hands, too, but you can't see it.
Oh, well, we can't even see that. Why is the phone ringing?
He's not picking up, Sal.
Okay.
He might be in the sales meeting.
There's a sales meeting, of course. Well, silly me. Thank you. Okay.
You want me to go fetch him up?
No. It's not that important.
It's people needing to make money.
Yeah, it is. That's true. Well, but the thing is, again, what we do is we provide music for the entire building. You know, there's a speaker out in the atrium. If you haven't been in our building, we have an atrium. It's 5 stories tall. And so the music rings down from on high. And I hate that we can't bring any Christmas music.
Is this Robert Earl Keen?
It is. Here we go.
This song is awful.
At a Christmas party. I don't know this song. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade
eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. Sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn.
Yeah.
And the two identical twins from his second wife Marinelle.
And why was this a good idea?
Of course, yeah, where's the kicker? New wife, Kay,
who talks all about AA.
AA,
chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel.
There you go.
It just sounds like my family. What's the big deal?
That's right. And, well, again, there are people from Vermont who don't know about this. They don't know about Texas.
So okay.
Robert Earl Keen did what he could to make sure that people understood. All right, so if I ask you...
I ask you never to do that again, would you?
No, because it's Robert Earl Keen. Yeah, you got to do that. So anyway, Kat may have a vote. She may not. She may have no opinion, but there's a new poll that is named the best sitcom. Kevin, you got any thoughts?
Best, you know, I'm a classics guy. I loved The Honeymooners.
Oh, okay, sure.
I Love Lucy's got to be in there somewhere.
Uh-huh. This poll was conducted by 60 Minutes and Vanity Fair.
Well, can I do my vote?
Of course you will. I'm just kind of giving some background.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I figured you'd say the Flintstones.
No, I like Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. Okay. All right. The top vote getter with 22% was Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Followed by...
The Show About Nothing.
Yeah. Followed by The Honeymooners.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's right. Friends came in at 16th. Percent ranked third. See, I don't get that. I never watched it, so I can't really judge it.
Yeah, but. I've at least seen one episode of Seinfeld, but all they did was walk around a parking garage.
Yeah, Seinfeld, well, again, I liked Seinfeld. Cheers came in after that with 14%. The rest of the top ones at 5, 6, and 7 would be Arrested Development. Really liked that. Didn't start watching it until it was already off the air, but boy. Mary Tyler Moore.
Great
That's
show.
Good, yeah. And 30 Rock also in there. Now, it's interesting. I guess Andy Griffith wasn't a sitcom. Is that,
I wouldn't think it was a sitcom.
What would you call it?
I don't know. I mean, but situation comedy is what that's supposed to be. And
well,
it was just
Gilligan's Island is situation comedy.
Yeah, right, okay,
comedy.
Right. But I mean, but it was just a great show, too,
yeah, it was.
On top of everything else. But it didn't make the list. Again, having things like 30 Rock in there and Arrested Development shows that these were younger people probably who answered these.
But The Honeymooners finished second.
Yeah, that is. Well, that's a good point. You're right. That's true. When asking the same poll about late night hosts most likely to make them laugh, 24% said Jay Leno. Although Leno beat David Letterman with 13%, Jimmy Fallon with 12%, and Conan O'Brien with 12%. Conan O'Brien hasn't made me laugh yet.
I don't think any of them are terribly funny.
I like Craig Ferguson. I like his delivery.
I do, too.
I like his delivery. I'm not sure that his jokes are that funny, but he tells a joke well.
Well, and he's Scottish, so it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. That's true. All right, retail sales trends, the 8 Cyber Monday and other bestsellers last week. Number 8 was Nexus 7 tablets. Number 7 was Beats, the headphones from Beats by Dre. Is that what they were called?
Yep.
Number six was Xbox 360. Number five was iPad 2. Number four was coats from the North Face. Watches by Michael Kors came in number three. Coach handbags. If you ever, 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 ever want to pay way too much for something, just go to Coach. Well, I needed a new wallet, I don't know, sometime this year or something. Went into the Coach store, you know.
Oh, you should do like me. I bought a wallet at Walmart when I was 12 years old, and I still use it.
Well, okay. But
it's working for me.
Take my wallet out maybe more often than you do. I'm not sure. But anyway, I looked at that, and it was like $189. I'm going, well, I don't really need a wallet that's worth that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't need a wallet that has this is going to cost more than what's in it.
Yeah. Well, good point. I'll never carry that much, so why would I spend
exactly.
that much?
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
We Texans don't like getting caught in the middle of the stampede during the Christmas season, so just mosey over to the Texas Trading Post at txtraders.com. You'll find more affordable Texas gifts than you can shake a stick at. Ornaments, corporate gifts, apparel, beautiful metal art, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. txtraders.com, the best local online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Texas gifts at affordable prices. txtraders.com.
Christmas at the Creek going to be going on this weekend at College Station's Wolf Pen Creek Park. Starts at 6 o'clock and wraps up at 9 this Friday and Saturday. It's free admission and there's free parking across the street at Post Oak Mall. And they've got a hayride that'll drop you off from the Post Oak Mall parking lot right over there to Colgate Drive entrance of Wolf Pen Creek. If you'd like some information as to what they're going to be having each night, actually I can tell you, but if you want to have the full list, it's a cstx.gov/Christmas. But Friday night, basically going to have the Gospel Christmas. And then they have different acts, and that's what you'll find on the website, the different acts that they'll have. And then on Saturday, December the 8th, it's Bring Your Pet and Enjoy a Movie. They'll do How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated version in Polar Express. So that'll be available for you on Saturday. Now, if you grew up with the idea of Christmas in the park, they are still doing some of that. Some of the things that you may have remembered at Christmas in the park are still there at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park to enjoy, especially the giant lighted Christmas tree, the Tower of Power. That'll be there. So a little bit of something for everybody either at Christmas at the Creek at Wolf Pen Creek Park or Christmas in the Park over at Beachy Central Park. And don't forget Chef Tay and Southern Comfort Road Trip and Cake Junkie will have their mobile food trucks out there so you can enjoy that for coming up this weekend. More than you can shake a stick at. That was in that commercial a minute ago for the Texas Trading Post. I just, you know, one of those things that you really like about the English language, I don't know where that ever came from. Have no idea. But you say it, and people obviously know what you're talking about. I just don't know for the life of me where they got shake a stick. Because when was the last time you shook a stick at anything?
I've shaken a stick at animals.
Okay, but
that's after she rough talked him.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Run him off.
Dang straight.
They have beautiful hair.
So, let's say that you live in a world of elevators, and we don't really deal with elevators a whole lot here. Well, we do, but generally people don't because we don't have that many tall buildings. But,
gotcha.
But when you travel, you do. Now you press the button and you wait for the elevator. How long before you get impatient and agitated? A lady named Teresa Christie, says 20 seconds. Teresa works for the Otis Elevator Company. She spent a quarter of a century developing systems that make elevators run as perfectly as possible, which means most rides in a car are less than 20 seconds, and that's about how long you want to wait for that car to get there. Elevators were developed in the 19th century, which obviously changed the way people lived in cities. And actually, Teresa's had to work on the Petronas Tower in Malaysia, which is 1,483 feet tall.
That's a lot of elevator.
Yes, it is. During a recent $550 million upgrade of the Empire State Building, Teresa was asked whether she could help get more people to the observation deck. She said, well, I can't get more people in a car, but we can move it more quickly. And they apparently were able to speed it up by 20%. It moves at 20 feet per second. 20
wow.
feet per second. So it goes 80 floors in about 48 seconds. Now, rather than having riders wait for the first available car, Otis has a new system called the Compass System, where riders input the floor that they want on a keypad touchscreen, and they're told which car to take. The result is things move more orderly in the lobby. And again, if you're in an office building where, you know, it's got 25 floors and you're stopping every floor, that's probably kind of annoying.
Now, yeah.
One myth that she strikes down is the door close buttons. You know, people say the door close buttons don't work. She said sometimes they do, but well, sometimes they don't.
One here does one on one elevator, the yeah. other one doesn't.
Well, they said it's up to the building owner. You know, if the building owner wants to program it so that it will work, then it does. The challenges she deals with depends on the place. At a hotel in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, she has to make sure that the elevators can clear a building quickly enough to get most people out five times a day for prayer. See, we don't have to think about that. In Japan, riders immediately want to know which car will serve them, indicated by a light and the sound of a gong. Even if the elevator won't arrive for 30 seconds, that way they can go stand in front of the proper elevator. Cultures with elevators. Used to be just climb stairs. Another problem, though, is how many people can fit in an elevator? In Asia, more people will board a car than in Europe or New York, she said. Westerners prefer more personal space. So when she programs an elevator system, she uses different weights for the average person by region. The average U.S. American, 22 pounds heavier than the average Chinese. That's because we have Cheesecake Factory and they don't. If they had Cheesecake Factory, they'd be fat like us, but they don't. So that's the reason. I think I'm going to just put it all on them.
I like that.
This flu season could be the worst in a decade. Yep. Health officials say they're already seeing a spike in flu cases several months early. The bad news is that while flu rates usually don't spike until January or February, the flu-like illness have hit 2.2% baseline in the U.S. This is the earliest that has happened since the 03-04 season. It's funny, we talk about that. It's 80-whatever degrees out there, and we're talking about worrying about getting your flu shot. Hello?
Is that how many fat Americans you fit in that elevator?
Yes, sir. That's how many fat ones.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal & Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
You know, one of the things that we really work hard in doing is making sure that we are service-oriented for our listeners. So when they want to be a part of the show, like to tell a joke, we always want them to do that. Good morning.
Oh,
you have an elevator joke, is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, you may go.
There was this family from the country that went into New York, and they're in the middle of this lobby, and they see this elevator. And they're watching it, and they're wondering what it is. They watch this lady in a wheelchair get in this wheel elevator. And a few seconds later, the door opened up, and this real beautiful lady walked out. The father looked at Junior and said, "Hey, go get your mom."
All right, thank you, sir. All right. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
You know, from time, and see, now that started. So from time to time, you know, we do jokes here. And actually within those jokes, sometimes we do jokes of people with indeterminate hair color.
I see.
Because we don't want to classify anybody necessarily.
I'm glad you don't want to classify anyone, Scott.
And more often than not, when we do these jokes with people of indeterminate hair color, it's females. But today, I have a male joke about that. So, two men of indeterminate hair color.
You are such a mess.
Found three hand grenades, okay? They decided to take them to the police station.
I just want to say the indeterminate hair color is dyed. It's not their real color.
Sure. One asked, "What if one explodes before we get there?" And the other one said, "Well, we'll lie and tell them we only found two." Okay. Over there. Yeah, I know. Answer. We'll do that again some other time.
Oh, hey, can we?
At whitehouse.gov, you can start a petition, and supposedly, if you get, I don't know, like 25,000 signatures, the White House promises to look it over. Fingers crossed, here we go. Someone has started to begin construction of a Death Star. Yes, that's right. They want the government to fund it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So there we go. So if they can get 25,000, maybe the government will look in.